is a young boy.
Okay.
In Du Bois, Pennsylvania, who is 14 years old.
Okay.
Who is diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Okay.
He is not doing very well.
Right.
And his only Christmas wish is to receive Christmas cards.
Which we signed. Yep.
Which we signed. So what we're going to do is we're going to sign our own.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're going to put a Hub Show sticker in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. But being that it's in the national news, they did list his address. So, you know, when this comes out, cards can be sent to 333 Ohio Street, Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania, 15851. His name is Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, Hyde, H-Y-D-E. He's a 14-year-old boy who's trying to beat cancer, and he's not doing very well. And his only Christmas gift, only Christmas wish, I'm sorry, is to receive Christmas cards.
With this show, we want to dedicate this show to you, Maddox.
Maddox, yes, baby.
Maddox, this show's for you, kid. Keep fighting.
Yep. Keep fighting. I'll be praying for you.
Yep.
And what you want to do, Maddox, is when you beat this thing, we'll have you on the show, buddy.
Absolutely. The
we'll
show.
Have you on the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Maddox.
Maddox Hyde.
Yeah.
Keep fighting.
Keep fighting, kid.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
The People's podcast.
And you tell them that you heard it here first on Roller Derby.
Hey, your Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, the Hub City. And covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's the Hub City's own, the Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jerry Hyde.
Once again, Mason Dixon.
Yeah, we are here at the Mason Dixon Roller Derby, and it's kind of chaotic in here at the moment.
It is chaotic.
Yeah. It's a packed house, that's for sure.
Right? Yeah, the parking lot is completely
full. This is the season's beating exhibition tournament.
There are people everywhere.
So there's teams from all over the region, I guess.
So as I found out, here's what happened. So individually, you get to sign up. So
for this one.
For this particular
for
one.
For season's beatings,
for
right.
season's beatings, you get to sign up individually. And okay. then once the deadline's over, they have an administrator kind of put people on teams. So you could be playing with someone from different regions.
Oh.
So they have, it looks like right now, silver and green are
silver
playing.
And green. There's a red team back here.
Yep.
And more
yep.
like a beige
and gold team.
And they've mixed in the men and the women. It's a co-ed event.
Yeah,
oh, that right. was quite shocking.
Yeah, we
they're
got
all
some,
on the, they're all
some
on
bearded
the, on the
roller
together.
Derby chicks up here this time. And not just the referees either.
No. Right. I'm sitting in front of, is it Tupac?
C's with D's.
Tupac. Ah.
Well, Jameer's new favorite tree walked by earlier.
Right.
Say it again.
What's
short?
What's going on?
What does that mean?
It is a mythical creature from Puerto Rico.
Oh, the chupacabra.
It is called the goat sucker.
Yeah, the chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
So, Tupac for short.
Here comes Chris.
Wow.
Chris with the knowledge.
And I was totally lost to everything they were saying. So.
Oh, you never heard of the chupacabra?
Man, I guess I've lived under a rock for a long time.
Oh, man. It's mixed in with the caravan coming towards the United States. Chupacabras have gotten with
Jesus.
The Honduras people.
Yeah, they're chucking rocks.
Yeah, they're actually.
Is that political talk?
No, huh? Sorry.
Oh, my fault.
Chupacabra.
That's chupacabra talk.
I just liked it because it said Tupac. That's all.
I thought that's where
Tupac
she was going
sure.
to. I thought that's where she was going to.
Where are you from?
Yeah.
Keystone Roller Derby.
Keystone. Keystone out of New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. All right.
All right.
Crimson Psycho. She's one of our junior skaters.
What's her name?
Crimson Psycho.
Crimson Psycho.
Wow. And how old are you?
How old are you?
Eight.
And
man.
Another junior, and you
I'll
are?
I'll tell you, this roller derby thing
Piggy
just keeps.
Smalls.
Piggy Smalls. I love Piggy that Smalls. One already. I'll take Piggy Smalls.
The P.I.G.
all day
yeah,
long.
The notorious
Piggy,
P.I.G.
So we've got Piggy Smalls,
yeah,
and Tupac.
Yeah, and then Chaos and over here. Then,
right. Nice. I need you to be like Jay-Z or something.
I get it now. Wow. That's great.
Is this like a true hip-hop family?
I guess so. What's her name? Oh, she's Chupa.
That's what's up.
Okay. Nice.
Wow, the roller derby family.
How about that?
The roller derby found down a little.
Say the Brady Bunch, but different.
And I tell you, the age range just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And smaller. Does. She's eight. She's doing this stuff.
Well, I
eight.
Mean, expanding. You
okay.
Know. I was taking awesome. That in both
When a 100-year-old roller derby guy hits the floor, I'll let you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they should do. They should do, like, combined age of the combined whole team. Age?
There should be no ageism, right?
Yeah,
no you're allowed ages. In no matter what.
That's how they. That's how they.
You can be
how
eight
they.
Or 80. You're allowed on the track.
I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any no-nos age-wise. It's if you can get up in the morning and go.
Well, right. Yeah. We had a chance to talk to Fighty Aphrodite before we got busy here. She's not. Again, she's not performing tonight with the Mason
no,
Dixon Vixens. She's out with injury. She's
first game is over already. So they must just play like a 7-minute
game.
Is it a
round robin tournament bracket thing?
I'm going to find that out, but I think it is a round robin type event.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
They're playing mini
Some
games.
Some people wearing silver glitter. Look at that. Yeah, that's the silver team.
So I woke up this morning.
Did you?
And I had I had all these like I had like a
You're sleepwalking.
I had a couple pimples break out on my nose.
Really? Uh-oh. Personal problems, right?
Yeah. What you got to stop doing is touching and then touching your nose.
Here
yeah.
he is.
Yeah,
is that what happens?
Let me pop his zits on the podcast.
I've been picking and scratching at him all day. They're probably going to grow, and like tomorrow morning, my whole nose is just going to be one big sore.
He's got podcast acne.
Wash your hands.
And pop the podcast.
Yeah. I'll put some Noxzema on it tonight. That's normally what I do. I'll just take the Noxzema and just put it on really thick. Like, I don't even rub it in. Just, like, leave it creamed up on the pimple.
And then
when you wake up in the morning, the pimple's usually either gone or it'll be gone by.
Do you rub it in
day.
Or you just let it sit there?
I just let it
You're
sit
38
there.
Years old. You still get pimples and whatnot?
Wow. Random on my nose every once in a while. Or I'll get like, one pimple on my neck or something. You
almost said something
They
else.
Just pop up.
It's a personal problem there, Chris.
You got to wash your hands.
You
got to
clean everything, Chris.
I want to make sure everybody knows that's Chris talking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Chris Canfield's still going through puberty.
Right. I never had acne when I was a kid, though.
And now it's catching up on
you. Yeah,
yeah. Mother Nature twisted
now,
it on you.
Right. I'm just now going through
Wait
puberty.
Wait till you're 40.
You got to keep washing your
what
hands,
an
baby.
Evil twist.
Yeah, it's all that woodwork, and then you go scratching your nose and whatnot, and you got all kinds of sawdust on your face and termites in your neck and chewing away at you, man.
Right.
Hub Show, Mason Dixon, Roller Vixen's house. We are at the Turner Skate Palace in Hagerstown, Maryland for the season's beatings exhibition bout match tournament.
What's the difference between a pimple and a zit?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a difference? Is one bigger than the other?
I don't know.
You can pop a pimple, but...
You can pop a zit, too.
Can you pop a zit?
Yeah.
Or do you just squeeze the zit?
Well, we just call it zits because it's a shorter way of saying pimple. Two syllables versus one. I don't know, dude.
I don't know either.
I know.
I don't know.
You got a bunch of chicks skating around in front of you talking about acne, dude.
I need to find out what the origin of that is now.
Oh, here we go. It's in the Wikipedia acne.
Yeah, how is it the same thing with two completely different names?
I don't know,
one of them are like a nickname of the
Why
other.
Why don't you find a dermatologist
like
and bring them
like
on the show?
It's not like it's a shorter version of it.
We got sleep therapy coming. We got Dr. Booty with the feet. Why don't you find a dermatologist to bring on the show?
Yeah.
Do some work there, homie.
I could find one.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
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 Now, the red and the gold and the yellow team have taken the track.
They have taken
And honestly,
track.
I don't see a dude. The green team had dudes.
The green and the gray had dudes, yes.
You ever open up your phone and go to like open up the web browser and then realize what you were looking at last
night?
What was it? Let's do tell.
Manicotti.
No,
I was googling what is manicotti last night. Apparently,
is it a dish?
Yeah, it's like an
Italian dish.
An Italian dish with the it's like a huge ravioli or like a huge roll,
were
and then
the
they
kitchen?
Stuff it.
Where were you looking at manicotti? Just out of the blue, while you were at a bar or something?
Just,
were you
that
in a
just
restaurant?
Pops in my head. I don't know what manicotti is.
You were playing Call of Duty. You took a pause to look up manicotti.
Yeah,
less than 12-year-old tell you how to make it over the Call of Duty.
Yeah, and apparently it's just one big noodle, and then they stuff it. It's like maybe like 2 inches, 3 inches of brown.
Yeah,
pimples, blackheads, and whiteheads. What's the difference?
Right.
Hmm.
Here he goes.
There you go. Is a pimple a zit?
This is your own segment now.
His own segment.
Chris's Google search.
I really don't have anything segment. To say.
Don't
I'm just
worry.
Gonna,
it's called editing. I'll chop this up. This is his own segment.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, Zach. That's perfect. Look at him. Cameron spelled zit. Okay, here we go. Please, right. Dr. Canfield, do tell us.
All right.
Mr. Dark Matter over here.
Dr. Google.
I would just say.
Can't take that name, dude.
Just keep you washing your hands.
That's all I can tell you.
Stop touching your man, then touching your nose.
Right. I've never gotten a pimple on that part. And if it did, it would probably be popped very quickly.
And it doesn't, and they're not called pimples.
Yeah, right.
Or zits.
Yeah. You got to go see the doctor if you get a pimple there.
Wow. This is, we got roller derby and acne. Main topics tonight.
I'm quite sure we could have some people join us if we wanted to.
I bet. Especially the fans that sit here have no idea what we're doing behind.
No idea.
Right.
The Hoob? Is it the Hoob? Oh, Hub Show. What is that?
It's the Hoob Show.
The Hub Show.
The Hub Show.
Talk hard, baby. Talk harder. We're talking.
There's Piggy Smalls again.
The notorious P.I.G. And his sister, what's her name? Chaos?
Crimson?
Crimson Chaos. Crimson means chaos. Blood, like red.
Right.
So she's already getting started. What, she ate?
No, she said
she's
she was
already got
eight.
The elbows. She's got the moves. She's watching Twisted Sister. That's why.
Oh, wait a minute.
And they're from Pennsylvania.
Oh, wait. He's still on this.
Oh, no.
New Cumberland.
No. Well, there's no difference between a pimple and a zit. That's the conclusion.
Thank you, Mr.
To.
Canfield.
Yeah. But after looking it up, it's the same thing.
I feel better and I can sleep better.
Yeah.
I wish I knew that when I was 13.
Yeah, but I was thinking. I think the mother's name is Chupacabra, right?
And Tupac.
Tupac.
Tupac. Yeah, for short.
Yeah, and the
son.
The Chupacabra translates to
mercy.
It translates to goat sucker or blood sucker.
That is exactly what she said.
Mexican pimple.
And then the daughter's name is Crimson.
Uh-oh.
As in red, with blood.
Uh-oh.
And with the blood. And blood
wrestlers wear the crimson mask, so she's about to deliver.
There's a lot of blood in the face.
Is that what you call them? Roller derbers?
I don't know. Let's see.
Are you a roller derber?
Are you?
When you're, yeah. That's a good question.
Piggy
that's
Smalls, question. We'll keep it clean. So are you a roller derber?
Yeah. Derbery, yeah.
Derbery? Yeah, but what is a person who does roller derby?
What is a person called that does roller derby?
Is he a roller derbist?
A derbist?
Roller derbist? No, that's a good question.
Are you a roller derber?
A roller derbier.
Are you like a roller derbist?
rubber derby.
Yeah, roller derby.
He's still saying roller derby.
No rubber derby going on.
No
there.
Rubber
She's got
derby.
Three kids over there, dude.
No rubber derby. Uh-oh, what did you say?
I think he's a roller derbier.
A roller derbier.
Okay, you know what? Derbier. You guys are the new generation. You guys can add whatever words you want to the Urban Dictionary, and it'll stick, man. Bling is in the dictionary. It wasn't there 10, 15 years ago.
That's what we need to do. We need to get some Urban Dictionary
words. Pick
up
your phone there, Mr. Acne.
No, we need to just make
it. So if you do it, what do you call it?
As found on the Hub Show.
New vocabulary.
Yeah,
junior?
But
we're calling you
roller derbists.
Roller derbists.
You are experts.
Do you like that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Junior. What was your roller derby name again?
Crimson Psycho.
Oh, Psycho. Wasn't
Chaos.
Psycho. That's even worse than Chaos.
Wow.
Crimson Psycho.
She carries like foreign objects and stuff like that. And her elbow pads.
Can you skate fast?
Yes.
Oh. How long have you been skating?
I don't know.
Well, how old are you now?
8.
You've been skating for 2-3 years since you were 5. What's up?
Roller derby or just skating?
Well, yeah.
Probably when I was 3.
When did you start doing roller derby?
This year.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we got a year into it. Okay.
Wow.
Now, was your mom doing roller derby before she had kids? That's a good question. Is mom around?
Mom's getting ready to go. Chupac's on the
court. Oh, she's playing.
She's taking to the
stage. She's on the court.
Mom's getting ready to go.
Getting ready to rock. I like that.
I guess we call this a track. It's not a court.
I would definitely call it a track.
Track, it's a stage, track. Court, it's field.
Yeah, right.
Take the field. Right. Interesting. So do you feel more up to speed on the sport, Jameer? It's only our third time in here, but
you
sounded like you had a grasp on it last time.
I kind of do have a grasp on it. Right. I know the call-offs and what they're trying to do, and the fouls seem pretty particular. It just, here we go. I mean, yeah, we'll see.
All right.
I can't complain.
All right. Getting ready to kick it off now. The gold versus the red.
The gold versus the
so
red.
So they broke them down by colors this time. It's not Mason Dixon versus.
It's like an all-star. Yeah, it's an
versus
all-star.
Versus the Keystone Klansmen or something.
That's how they're able to a mix in. But I guess the ones who are semi-dressed up had to know what color team they were on before they got here.
I think they did break them down.
I'm sure they sent them an email, said you're on this team and you're on that team. You with the beard, you're on the green team.
Right.
Yeah.
So the yellow team brought her gold sequins.
The beginning of every round, whatever you want to call it, is interesting. They're all huddled up, and they're going after that one person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's the deal? Is that one person wearing the star on the helmet?
Yeah, that's right still there. The same.
Yep. She has to break.
Yeah, they're blocking her, right? Oh. Yeah, look at her go.
Yeah. She's through. Yep.
Well, it sucks. No one gave us a roster. We don't even know where our girls, what teams they're on. Which Twisted Sister?
Oh, yeah.
She was already on once, I think.
They're all mixed.
But she was on the green or the silver team?
I think she was on the silver, yeah.
This isn't the same, man.
It isn't?
No, because, you know.
You don't have a team to root for?
Yeah, it's kind of like.
It's like going to medieval times.
Yeah.
Right? And then you just pick a color.
They assign you a color.
I disagree. It's kind of like an NBA All-Star
medieval
game.
Times.
Right? I always
why don't they do that? This would be a way to make money, man.
I always root for the Black Knight anyways.
Why don't they have roller derby like that where people can actually come in and, you know, get broken up into teams in the audience and buy food and eat.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
cool.
Eat mutton, whatever it is.
Right?
They serve.
Yeah,
but it's roller derby,
give me a big old turkey leg.
Medieval roller derby.
Give me a big old turkey leg and
they're
a beer around, wrench.
They're rolling around with swords and stuff, hacking off heads and stuff.
Right.
All chicks, too. That'd be awesome. It's like a Hooters well on crack, dude. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Right?
Marinate on that one, Chris.
I haven't been to a
medieval. You got plenty of good ideas, but this one, this is a good one.
This is, yeah.
You come in and dine, drink beer, and watch chicks, you know, really go at it on the streets.
Right? A restaurant with a roller derby in the middle.
A roller derby theme.
Yeah.
People would see if there's food involved.
But there's...
That'd be awesome, man.
Right, this thing gets picked up nationally again. There's got to be some food involved. Not just tailgate food. It wasn't this time. They gypped us. She told me there was going to be tailgating.
And I was looking forward to it.
I know. Pork loin and mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. Got here and the guy wasn't even out there.
Was it this dark outside this early the last time we got here?
Probably not.
I think it's getting darker, isn't it? Darker earlier still?
Yeah.
It hasn't made the flip yet?
Nope.
Shout out, me and Chris took a trip to Blue Ridge Summit last night to talk to the interview and get interviewed by
to the Scooby-Doo
the High
Mansion.
Rock Pictures crew. Yeah, and we got kind of lost on the way. You ever been up in Blue Ridge Summit area?
It's not too far from where
it's not
right
far
now.
Right,
it's in Waynesboro.
Yeah. Oh
Waynesboro.
Man, we went down the wrong road. It became like dirt and puddles.
We got into some four-wheel driving stuff and the fog
was bad.
It was so foggy and the trees were all dead and like hanging out in the road.
We found a house. We found an abandoned house sitting there like Blair Witch in the fog.
Like
we pulled up to it.
And it was like a Scooby-Doo mansion.
It was like it was boarded up windows
boarded
and stuff,
up,
man.
And the shutters were falling off of it. And it was huge. This house must have been massive back in the day. Whoever lived in it, was in the middle of nowhere. I can't even imagine.
That's a scary movie where the pretty blonde falls over something and can't get up, and the black dude dies first in the movie.
Right?
What movie was that? All scary movie. The black guy goes.
Pretty blonde trips over something.
Okay.
And
the black guy comes to save her.
And the black guy's the first one to go. So they say we had a black person in the movie.
Okay,
just
well, look, Jameer.
I'm just saying.
We got to change this thing.
As soon as they find the first dead person, then somebody goes, let me go investigate.
Well, Candyman was black. Right?
How you know?
Huh?
How you know?
Because I saw the actor.
Okay.
I've seen the actor.
I'm not a, I was never a big,
I'm not a big
horror
movie
guy.
I'm not either, man.
Neither am I.
Yeah. I mean, I think I like
sleeping at night.
Kind of to what we were talking about last night in our interview with him, is like, I feel like, what more can you do that hasn't been seen and done?
Right.
If you watch the Saw movies, man, they pretty much checked off every way you can kill somebody.
Right.
In seven chapters.
I saw a movie preview last night because I went to go see Creed 2.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
And they had one of those previews, and I was sitting there anxiously waiting.
I know what movie you're talking about.
The
paranormal that freaks you out.
Yeah, I couldn't.
No, I don't hang with those movies either. They mess with too much. But you know what I was talking about before we get to Creed? I was talking to Chris about that last week, about how these movie trailers now give everything away.
They do.
It's stupid.
They do.
You see the whole movie, basically. It's the Cliff Notes version of it.
Yes, you do.
It's like, well, why don't I go pay $12 to go see this? I just did. You know,
Ooh, right.
Man, they are getting violent out
but
there.
But anyway, hey, what'd you think? You're a Philly guy. I did a little preview with our guy Santino for Creed 2. I saw Creed 2 the day it came out.
Right.
And I have my opinion on it. What's your opinion on it? How'd you like it? If you're like me, I think you're like me. We're the same age. We grew up on Rocky.
It was good,
but it was all over the place.
Yes.
It was choppy.
And you know why that is nowadays? I firmly believe it's with the about the attention deficit.
Like, you think so?
You can't focus for long segments.
You grew up like I did. I'm a huge Rocky fan, so I'm looking for where they're going and what they're trying to tap into as far as the last ones. I got a bit of Rocky 3 out of it, where he gets beat by the guy the first time, Clever beat Rocky,
exactly.
And he comes back.
I
said, okay, they're covering that ground. We got a bit of that. I am upset that they totally washed over the cancer bit from the first movie. I thought it was a very intricate, important part and a way to get Rocky out of the story.
And they didn't.
And they did it. They just walked over in one sentence and it was done.
That was it. When he was
seriously?
I took care
that
of
was the gist.
Cancer.
That's where it got Stallone an Oscar nomination.
Yep. And then
Stallone goes on social media this week and announces he's done doing Rocky, which is what he said 12 years ago when he made Rocky Balboa.
Right.
I'm like, no, there's got to be a Creed 3 to wrap it up. And he should have just passed away like Mickey did in this one.
Yeah.
With the cancer, then let Michael B. Jordan and Tessa Thompson, the rest of them, carry the final movie by themselves.
I bet you they'll do it halfway through.
Well, they allude to it, because if he's not going to be in it anymore, they can always say something about it, which would suck, though.
It would suck, because you would want to see him in the third.
Yeah. But if you were going to do that, you should have done it in the second one and let the main crew carry the third one by themselves and see if they can.
They probably could start it off with maybe like a little montage thing where like news stories about, you know.
I'll say this
too. They could add in the clips like he died unexpectedly or something. And
they
could
do that in the third one. They could. And they should. But the thing is, the whole gist of Creed was he has cancer.
Yeah.
And they totally just, in one sentence, kind of killed that whole plot.
It was done. They talked about it for like a second.
Yeah, it was done. It was like, come on. You know, I'm not going to give it away to anybody who hasn't seen it. It's still a good movie. It's still a Rocky vibe. I got my Rocky fix.
I did.
I will say this, though, to Hollywood and the music industry. You suck. You suck. And you know why you suck? I'll tell you why you suck. Why is it you got these Creed movies? Now, you and I grew up same time frame.
Right.
I mean, as corny as it is, when Eye of the Tiger came out, that shit was bang.
It was.
Why is it Hollywood in any movie, not just these Creed movies, they aren't making the product like
they
used to? That was Santino's complaint about Creed, the first Creed, was the montage training sequence.
You don't
get the same feeling from Rocky running the steps, you know?
You don't want
Creed to go run the steps and repeat that.
Right.
But just there was no new
something.
Are we that uncreative we can't come up with new theme music, new something?
A song that sticks.
Yeah.
Like that just resonates.
All that hip hop in there is fine, but it doesn't stick like that one song that really defined those movies.
That one song
and
it's Rocky.
And then Rocky IV, they came back with a whole bunch of other songs. Everyone loves that stuff.
Yep, I agree.
You can't do it.
I agree.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yep. Anyway, Creed 2, I give it 4 out of 5. I gave Creed 5. Just because I'm a Rocky fan. I'm not surprised there's some critics that kind of poo pooed on it, but.
Right.
It was choppy. It was all over the place. They had a different director. Creed 2, ladies and gentlemen. Go see it.
Yeah.
Go see it. It's worthy.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
It's worthy.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry.
You got your zits? We got our Creed pass.
Right?
We got our Rocky.
Oh, snap.
Back to roller derby, Rocky.
Back to roller derby, Rocky. Yeah. This is.
I bet she's getting ready to call it off.
That's what we got to do. As we go into.
I think there's some amateurs mixed in here a little bit, is kind of what I'm seeing.
I think.
Because the one girl just. Like kind of tripped over her own skates.
These girls get right back up.
You guys were talking.
My fault.
I'm sorry.
She tried to stop and she like slipped. And
you
fell.
Can always interject,
right.
You know.
Right in front of us, right?
Well, I gave
right.
a couple O's.
Oh.
I went, oh.
Bunch of dice clays. Oh.
Well, this one's a little closer. This one's 1918.
Oh, and they're playing Deck the Hall. The red team is Deck the Halls, and the gold is just gold.
Oh, I see. And I see you got some Christmas lights here on our beating up mailboxes,
you're messed
all kinds
up,
of
man.
Junk like that.
Yeah.
And then we would go up and like take one bulb out of the Christmas, out of people who decorated their yards.
Just so they all go
just
out.
Go up and like pull one bulb out of it.
Wow,
run
really?
Back to the car, jump in, take off. They'll never find
they're
it.
They're out all day Sunday. God damn it.
Right.
Now plug it in. Nope, nothing. Shit.
The
enjoyments you used to get when you were a kid.
So here's what I want to know. As we're gonna stick with the Mason-Dixon Vixens as they roll into the new season next February, March, right?
That was another thing we did. We would take Christmas decorations like an inflatable Snoopy thing.
Yeah.
Take it out of one person's yard and put it in the neighbor's yard.
We used to do that with real estate signs.
Just take it out of this yard.
Take them out and go put them in people's houses, you know.
Yeah.
We put our high school up for sale. We took a bunch of them and stuck them on the front lawn.
Really? That's great.
Keller Williams is selling the high school.
Hey, you're a high school teacher. They'd still do senior pranks in high school?
I'm not a high school teacher, but I think they do in
kids,
the public
though.
School. I am around kids. I think they do.
Yeah.
Don't quote me, though.
I don't think nowadays you can get away with as much.
The famous one at Boonesboro High School, I wasn't in that grade. I was a freshman. But the senior prank was this guy took a dead groundhog, put sunglasses on it and a cigarette in its mouth and everything, and like propped it up in the trophy box.
Right.
Really? And it sat there for like half a day before anybody noticed
it. Stunk up the whole lobby. Yeah. That is a good one.
It was just like sitting there like chilling, smoking a cigarette in the trophy box.
This is the high school hunting team. We caught one of these.
In the main hallway. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It was, it was fun.
I mean, as long as no one really gets hurt, I'm fine with them. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. There's all the shaving cream and
the toilet paper. We did that. We did TP. Yeah. I have some friends.
Putting forks in the lawn.
I think there's a roller derby going on.
Oh, yeah.
I see Tupac. Tupac's getting it in. Oh.
She just took somebody down.
Oh, and she's through. Look at that.
That was
there
simple.
Go.
Nobody even tried to block her.
No, we didn't have much contact there.
Here comes the jammer.
Here she comes again. Yep. Here we come again.
All right, round and round we go, folks.
Where we stop, nobody knows.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
And then Chris is conjuring up a prank.
Oh, and it's called off.
What kind of pranks are we doing right now? What can I do here?
Nah, I was just thinking about some old stuff we used to do.
Those are his memories.
These are my memories, yeah.
Stinky shit.
Right.
Yeah,
we used to have fun. Used to worked at a restaurant as a dishwasher for a little while. Used to put laundry detergent in the dishwasher before you leave at the end of the night. So when the next guy came in for his shift and started up the dishwasher, it just flooded out the whole back room with suds. Like the whole back room. It would just start pouring out of the machine and there was no way to stop it. They would have to like mop the floors and squeegee everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw like a little, you throw like one of those little applesauce dishes down in the floor drain. So when he goes to mop it up, it floods it out again.
Right.
Golly, dude.
Oh, we used to screw with people so bad.
Let's see who's in front of us. I like looking at the names. RoboChop, right in front of us here, sitting on the floor. The green team.
RoboChop and Wingstop.
Wingstop? No, that's not what it says.
That's not, does not
say
Wingstop.
That'd be funny, though,
wouldn't
it?
I think it's F-Stop.
And then
the Phoenix.
Phoenix is next to her.
Yeah.
Where?
Right. Well, she's over there. I think it says Phoenix. Number 84, sitting down in front of the roller derby family.
I think it says Phoenix, yeah.
The roller derby bunch.
I wonder if it's the bird or the city.
Hey, there's Tree. There she is. She just fell. That was her, Jameer.
Uh-oh.
Tree just fell.
The tree got
she
chopped.
She went that way, dude. She got chopped down.
The tree got chopped
like
down.
Like on Rocky IV. Tied all in, you know? Yeah.
Oh,
wide open on the outside.
Here we go again.
Take it on the outside.
Some have got two-digit numbers, one digit, and some people got three. 814.
Yeah, 101.
99.
99.
Wasn't it like a 1,043 last time we were here?
There was. Yeah. There was.
Make you think. Oh, yeah, look. 1992. 1992.
Kind of like 8675.
That's 309. For those who know.
There has to be a limit on the numbers, right?
I bet there's not.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Philadelphia's right here.
What if I just had,
she's got it all over.
What if I had like an infinity symbol?
Her number's 215.
That would be Chris's number, the infinity symbol.
The infinity symbol.
There you go.
Can you use
that? I'll never die. damn it. Boom.
So what's going on?
Philadelphia.
Hop on here.
What's up, killer?
What's the deal, pickle?
You tell us what's happening.
What's going on? Oh, she removed her mouthpiece. She's hardcore. Look at that. Is that going to fit? You have a helmet on, right?
You got a helmet on.
It's not going to go.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, she.
I mean, I don't know why he gave you the headphones. Oh, we have.
Oh, she's hardcore podcaster. She wants to do this
today. She's a member of the Mistletoe Mafia.
Yeah, I'm going to put your microphone on.
The Season's Beatings and the Mistletoe Mafia.
Mistletoe Mafia.
Mic check. Mic check.
There you go.
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes.
All right, hey, Philadelphia.
Hey.
Welcome to the podcast, the Hub Show. What's going on?
Not much. Just having fun, getting to relax, and just
chilling.
Yeah.
So, quick question: it's round robin.
Yeah. What's the deal with this tournament? What happens?
Is it a
bracket
tournament?
Or what?
We don't really have time for a bracket, so we make sure each team plays every other team.
Round robin, perfect.
Yeah, but except we're not doing a round robin like based on score. You know what I mean?
You just get to play everybody.
You get to play everybody, but there will be a winner. I've never had it there's that there's not.
Okay.
You know, one team wins, ends up winning all the games.
Whether they do it by points or do it by how many times you've won, someone's going to come out victorious.
Right? Yes. This is the biggest turnout we've had since
I've
been
quite a turnout here. I will say that.
For skaters. I mean, like, for other skaters signing up. So there's like 60 skaters here today from leagues everywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
That's awesome. That is. I heard somebody's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
All the way from New Jersey?
Came all the way from New Jersey all to come here.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Wow. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Virginia. There's a skater here from North Carolina.
Wow.
Okay.
Our friends, we have friends that used to play. She plays in Idaho now. She's here to visit her parents for the holidays. She's playing.
Hey, why not, right?
Skater from California is playing.
Win in Rome. Wow.
So is it just completely random draw on which team you end up on?
Yeah, how'd you get on the green team, for instance?
There's a hesitation, so it sounds like you got the inside.
What? Well, I'm actually the person that divides the team.
Oh, you're the one?
Yeah. Well,
is there a rhyme or reason to what?
Yeah, it's a position called interleague, and when... Hi!
Oh. Hi.
So when skaters sign up, they have to tell us on their form what level skater they are.
I gotcha.
So there's options: advanced, intermediate, plateaued, and beginner.
Expert.
That's the advanced.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got to give their derby number. So first starts out by dividing skill level. So I'll just divide it by skill level. And then after that, I'll say, like, so for MDRV, I'm not going to put all of MDRV skaters on one team because we're trying to play with different people.
Right.
Then I'll go and put, like, 2-3 MDRV skaters per team.
Gotcha.
Then I'll make sure that no one has the same number. Then I'll make sure that there's not too many jammers or blockers.
Quite the process, huh?
Wow.
It's a pain.
Even the number comes into effect.
The
huh?
number comes into play. Sometimes you might have, you just can't help it. Then you ask one of them to change their numbers because these are fun shirts.
Yeah.
It's not like their jerseys.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But Philadelphia, you the only person doing that? You got somebody else that does that with you?
I do it.
It's just you breaking this whole thing down?
It's just me. It's pretty easy. And I work with our bout production who does, like, she prints the rosters out the day.
Right.
Stuff. But yeah, I will do the one. It's only a couple times a year that we're doing something like this.
Really? Yeah,
could we get a copy of the roster?
No,
we don't know who's who. We were
noticing that some people
our
have
our Mason,
like,
Dixon girls are in different teams. They're scattered.
They are scattered.
So we weren't kind of brought up to speed on that.
Yeah, I'll get you when I'm done here. I can get you. I can see if there's an extra copy over at the table.
Okay.
I assume that people can pick a number anywhere between 1 and 10,000 from the looks of it.
On the back of their shirts. Even during the regular games, we noticed that.
You can only have four. Only four numbers at the most.
Oh, I was wrong.
1 in 9,999.
Yeah, but people are going to sign up with their regular number because they have shirts that match their regular numbers.
No, I mean, like, when we were here for the Mason Dixon's last time you guys were playing the, I don't remember who, wasn't Reading. Was it Reading last time?
It was Reading in November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one of the girls was like, her number was 1,043 or something. I'm like, okay. Yeah,
didn't know they went that high.
Why would you choose that? But never mind, it's your business.
It just means whatever it means to them. Yeah, the more numbers there are, I've learned, the more expensive things cost, right? You want to get your a hoodie?
Right.
Oh, each number costs more money.
You're right.
That's true.
I try to tell the new
digits,
kids,
right?
Don't go too crazy.
No, sure.
Right.
But a lot of people have the same numbers. This 99 right here, there's 3 99s today.
Yeah, I noticed that. Right next to RoboChamp.
Do you know what's probably the most popular number?
Yes.
69.
No.
Infinity.
Because then they get... 92.
Turn your face up like,
because it's...
She's heard that before.
Yeah.
Probably like three...
It's like the same
people
that say...
She request all the time.
Do you guys elbow each other? You know, that's the same kind
of... No, we know you guys do. We see it. We last time we sat
there's
here
no
and watched...
elbows here.
Oh, you guys went at it last time we were here.
There's no elbows, awesome. But there's a lot of hips.
There's
a lot of hips and shoulders and checks, and if there are elbows, it's accidental.
I think... Listen,
really?
This is my third one. So what I've noticed is you guys are... friendly with what the air quotes, but you also compete.
Yeah,
so
there's some violence involved.
There's a really thin line between you don't get an elbow, it's by accident because it's all kumbaya, but it's also like at the end of the night,
if it's
close, you may get an elbow.
I don't believe you when you all say it's peace and love out there with the other team.
How
no
could
way.
You not, how
just
could
some bad
you not
blood.
Have a brawl? How does it not break out?
It's mental. So okay,
mental.
You are friendly before the game because. It's this community.
It's
you're
team
just there's
spirit,
not a
blah,
lot
blah,
of
blah.
Us that do this.
I agree.
And you know how hard it is to play this game. So there's just like this level of respect when you see other people, women especially, coming to play the game.
I get it.
Then they come out on the track and it's you're our enemy and we are going to crush you as best as we can, as legally as we can.
Right.
Because if we throw elbows on purpose and we go to the box, what good is that doing us? So we don't intentionally throw penalties the majority of the time.
Okay, so I coach on a few different levels currently. I coach little kids, high school, and collegiately. I hear everything you're saying.
But
nobody nobody likes to lose.
Yeah. Right.
So and I get that it, you know, we don't want to break the rules, but that's what fouls are for.
And even though the elbow is accidental, you would still think
that's what the penalty box is for.
That's what the penalty box is for.
Somebody would get
for.
Mad and be like, "Hey,
yeah. Well, there are
go
times
after him."
It's strategic to get right. a penalty. Like maybe you're about to hit. Maybe you guys know when we can't hit out of play, right? There's that level where we yep. have to stop hitting.
Right.
Right.
Well, maybe you know I should stop hitting right now, but the jammer is going to go. But it's I'm going to hit her to get her out to throw her off course. And it's like the penalty is worth it. Like there are times you make those decisions.
Gotcha.
But when it comes to physically hitting people,
you got to think on the fly when you're out there, right?
Oh, it's a quick. It's very quick mentally.
It takes a year to have any idea of what's really going on out there.
There we go. For all you people,
that wasn't an elbow, but that was a hell of a shoulder.
Oh, there's the mighty Isis.
That's Pink Medusa jamming.
Pink Medusa.
Yep, she used to skate for us. Now she lives in New Jersey. She came from Jersey.
Uh-oh, look who's when in the I, house.
When ISIS says don't house. Talk, a lot of people listen.
Philadelphia stood up. Just kidding.
ISIS?
On your feet.
I'm ISIS's greatest friend in roller derby. She loves me the most.
She just winked at her.
And
yeah, you got,
I'll get you during practice,
you got, it's just like in prison. You got to be the friendliest with the biggest one, right?
All right.
Don't even.
She
ISIS,
heard that. She doesn't need a headphone
ISIS,
set. She
ISIS, look, ISIS even isn't even that good. Everyone thinks ISIS is great. She's just all right.
Wow.
Oh.
She doesn't need headphones. She can hear you loud and clear.
We get, oh. So only Killer Duff can say, you're not that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's kind of like only your.
Started skating that she was going to be better than me.
Oh, you're the one who told her that?
Getting
she's getting there?
Yeah, she's getting there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw ISIS and I. We were playing against each other out there in the first game.
Not really. We didn't know who was who.
And ISIS thinks she knows what I'm going to do. So I heard you say, Killer's going to come up on the inside. And I wanted to be like, don't tell me what I'm going to do.
She knows what's up.
Right.
That's why, you
She's
know what?
Hit you with her shoulders.
Yeah, she knows. ISIS, ladies and gentlemen. The mighty ISIS.
So that I didn't hit them with her shoulders.
Look at her, man.
She knows the. She knows. Yeah. She knows who goes inside, who goes outside.
She doesn't even wear a mouthpiece. She's hardcore.
Oh, she got it. She just got her mouthpiece fitted, didn't you? Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say, kill.
Heat mold my mouth guard.
Oh yeah.
I saw that happen. Oh. I thought she was getting in a drink, but then I realized what was going on.
Yeah, I didn't want to skate my mouth guard. The one mouth guard I had didn't fit right, so I didn't want to skate with it.
Wow.
I got
you. I sent them all the way home to get my Sisu mouth guard.
Interesting.
And he went, didn't he?
He loves you.
Of course he did.
Yeah,
that's for everybody to hear.
Halfway.
Wow.
Do you guys know the Hagerstown Mummers Parade?
We know it, yeah.
Unfortunately.
So I saw you.
So we skate.
I saw you guys.
ISIS, when we skate with ISIS, she gets the most yells down the whole parade route. So I made up this thing called the Mason-Dixon ISIS Vixens when we're out in public because everyone knows ISIS.
ISIS Vixen?
Yeah. I used to coach her son, so...
so you know her. See, everyone knows
her. I know ISIS, right. So I know ISIS. I came out one time. Because I used to do security at a club, and she's like, you need to come out and check it out. I'm like, all right, if you say so. She's like, no, I really need you to come check this out. I'm like, all right, I'm coming, because she changed her tone and her voice. Like, I'm going to come check it out then. And that's, I saw it like a few years ago, and as soon as you're doing this, this is like the third one, but it's good. She looks mean.
Right?
She looks pissed.
That's Tiger. She plays for Charm
City. Her name
City.
Is Tiger?
Mm-hmm.
Is she Filipina? She's Asian of some sort.
Yep.
Tiger.
So do you guys know
Tiger
what's going
like
on?
A
right. Sorry.
This is your third time here. Do you understand a lot of the?
We're getting
we
here.
Getting
last time,
last time
we were catching on pretty good.
We're getting better at it.
I listened to most of the first show.
But that wasn't good.
I
could
we
hear you guys. I was
kind of
cringing. You were like saying the wrong thing.
Well, yeah, but we had Fighty Aphrodite came over and helped us a little bit, we were like feeling around the dark. We didn't know what we were looking at. All we know is a. There's a fight, you know?
Right. And then you got to remember, some of us are here for different reasons. Like, the roller derby's going on, but on...
What?
But
then I get to talking about mattresses and acne.
Well, yeah, it can't be all of... Here's the deal. We're doing a podcast, which is all audio from a roller derby. The people at home, like yourself, you listen, you can't see what we see, right?
Yeah.
We're going to fix that, though, eventually. But, I mean, you know, we got... It's just interesting to have a podcast with a roller derby in the background. Because we're going to get the Hub Show into that Mummers Parade. We're going to be the first podcast to be in a parade anywhere,
like
ever.
Yes.
And maybe we can have you guys doing your skating bit there in front of our float or something.
Our juniors are in the parade, too. So the little kids playing roller derby.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means Chris isn't allowed.
I know, right? Within 50 feet, 50 yards or something.
Chris is like a liquor store. He's not allowed within 100 yards.
He can drive the float. He can drive the float with the windows up. Yeah. Well, listen.
He's like
Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us, though.
Thanks for having
me. You guys, you're the green team. You guys are going back on again whenever.
Not this game, but the game after that.
All right.
And what part of Philly are you from again?
Briseburg.
We keep having this conversation.
Yeah, that's the first time we had it.
Right. You are not from the city, right? You're from the suburbs. Is that
you're not from the city either?
You couldn't ask him that three, 4 weeks ago.
I listen to all kinds of podcasts.
Do you? But what do? You're listening to podcasts. You're in the car. Where do you listen to them?
I'm driving to work.
Driving
or
to work.
Cleaning the house.
Yeah, right. That's what you got to put the earbuds
now,
on.
Now, where are you living now?
Hagerstown.
That's when you're down here. This
more target for opportunity.
Place sucks the life out of you.
It's really positive.
Right.
Take that
It's really making me feel good.
You asked me if I wanted to be around
hub
people.
Hub City, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the hub.
Welcome to the hub. Center of the universe.
No. We don't say that word. No, we don't say Hagerstown.
This is getting scratched. We just call it Hub City.
We just call it the Hub City.
Hub City.
But, I mean, overall, I mean, it has been a great place to raise my kids for the most part, but it is getting,
under
more
your skin?
Intense.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting more intense.
Is it?
And, I think so. I mean, it also depends on where you're living at. You know what I mean? So,
okay. But you live in Waynesboro.
I live in Waynesboro, but I'm in Hagerstown.
But you're
in
Hagerstown for work and all that, right?
I'm in Hagerstown every day.
Right.
If I'm not in Hagerstown, I mean, it's like a sleeping day and I didn't leave the house.
If you want to talk to anyone else, it's awesome. My Derby wife, RoboChop, she was sitting there. She'll be on green team. Call her over. She's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's the best, one of the best skaters we have.
So. All right.
So when
who's the best skater you have?
Yeah, say it.
On green team?
You're the only one listens on the team.
On green team or MDRV?
MDRV.
Oh, my God. Like all of us?
Oh, she had to say that.
That's the politically correct answer.
That's a bullshit answer.
It's
who's
ISIS,
your favorite?
Of course. Everyone. ISIS.
Okay, forget ISIS.
Oh, take ISIS out of it because...
ISIS. She's the mighty ISIS.
I love all of my team. We all bring all these unique skills. It's
nobody
true.
Else is going to listen.
Now, here's what the Hub Show is going to do
true.
Next season.
Who's the best, the best
we're
jammer?
We're going to have to sponsor somebody. We're going to pick a player. You guys have the fresh meat thing going on in February, right? Where the newbies come out.
Yep.
I want to see that. But then when the season kicks off, like, we had a good time with Twisted Sister when we interviewed her, man. She's interesting.
I like Twisted
Sister.
She's
great. This is her first full season.
One. Right. It's fun to watch. You know what I mean? It'd be fun to kind of ride along and watch her grow with this thing. And you know what I'm saying?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
She's, like, super fast, too.
She was a speed skater.
She's Speedy Gonzalez on those skates,
That's
man.
The way she can really get by people.
Yeah, she's
untouchable.
Good. But, hey.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, Philadelphia, thanks for joining
us. 215.
Happy holidays, all that good stuff.
You too, thanks for coming.
All right, you got it. Yep. Thanks for
Have
listening.
Fun.
Be safe. Yeah, yeah. We'll be back. Hub Show.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
Puts another tattoo on her back.
3, 2, 1, the Hub Show. Talking Hard, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Coach Jameer King, and back again, Shay Lewis.
Hey,
is in the house.
Everybody.
We're at the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens home. Turner Skate Palace.
Yeah.
The Atom Smasher
Season
is trying to
speeding.
Smash somebody.
Oh, boy. Crank is cranked up.
That's it. Yo. Hey, there's Tiger. Oh, she's Ty. I get it. She's Ty.
She was
T-H-I. Girl.
Oh, that's how you do it.
I'm a fan. All right.
Yo.
Now, why are we fans?
Why are we fans?
Yeah.
Because she's a good roller derbist.
Yeah.
Right?
If that's what we want to call
that's
it the politically correct way.
That's what we've come up with, Shay.
Philadelphia.
Is they're called roller derbists.
Philadelphia is on the track.
Yes, she is.
They're not roller derbyers.
Okay.
Yeah, we try it. We have a whole family of
she's
roller derbists next to us over
she's
here.
Out.
Including the notorious P.I.G.
The P.I.G. Where did P.I.G. go?
Piggy Smalls is over there.
Piggy Smalls.
Piggy Smalls was eating a hot dog earlier.
Piggy Smalls was getting it and eating a hot dog.
Dressed like a Ninja Turtle.
Crimson. What was
all
her?
Kinds of confusion
Crimson
going on
what?
There.
Crimson.
Crimson Psycho.
Crimson
we thought it was chaos, but she took it to another level.
Crimson
Psycho.
She
no, she's 8 years old.
8 years old.
Oh, eight years old.
Crimson Psycho. That's Crimson her purple jacket right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Go on.
She corrected
Mom,
us.
Mom's name is...
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
No. Tupac.
Chewbacca.
Tupac.
Oh, Tupac.
Tupac.
Tupac. Piggy Smalls. Crimson Psycho.
Yeah.
That's the whole family right
That's
there.
That's the whole family.
Yo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Piggy Smalls.
It's like the Brady Bunch of roller derby, you know?
The
Partridge Family of roller derby.
I'm flabbergasted at Piggy Smalls and Tupac.
Tupac is Mom's name. Like, she gets Tupac. Crazy points
I'm flabbergasted that you just used the word flabbergasted in a sentence.
And listen, right. and then Piggy Smalls. Piggy Smalls is in the building.
I'm dumbfounded with those.
Yo. Getting it in.
Big Papa.
Uh-oh, the game started.
I know, look at them go,
started.
Man.
Oh, no. You can tell.
The jammers are jamming.
Uh-oh. 202.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Pump up the jam.
Here we go.
Pump it
Uh-oh.
Up.
Uh-oh. I think we're getting pretty good at calling this now.
Yeah, they done called the jam already?
Three times a charm here.
Third time's a charm. Didn't even start.
No. So,
I see a lot of again, Christmas this is a, outfits, don't you?
Well, this is Season's Beatings.
I know it's Season's Beatings, but I thought it would be more decorative. But you thought
there would be a little bit of Thanksgiving mixed in with it
No,
or?
I thought
we're
that
decorative.
Was
we got lights.
Costumes.
Yeah, you see, look, we got lights
we
on
got
the table.
Lights.
Except for the red ones.
We have lights. But I'm just talking about them. I thought they were going to have like some like
awesome tutus.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was going to be a whole Earth, Wind, and Fire thing going on when we came in here.
It's not what I thought it would be, but
I see beards, though.
I see
that's
a lot of bling.
We do got some. We got some guys dressed as roller derbies.
No, I think they are roller derbies.
taking their chances.
I hope they don't crush their dingleberries.
I know.
Oh no.
Say what?
You know what dingleberries really are?
I know what they really are.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
You can't crush a dingleberry.
You can't crush a dingleberry.
I know. Well, that's what I'm going to call it today.
That's what they call them in Texas. Oh. Leave her alone.
No, that's not what we call it in Texas.
All right.
I'm not going to say. We'll go off air on that.
Oh my God.
You could just get it edited.
Right.
For our four listeners in Texas, please let us know. What is she talking about?
Yeah.
Call
My
us.
Texas
let us know.
Lingo.
Yeah.
Texas lingo.
Everything. Facebook, everything's bigger show. In Texas, even the dingleberries.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The dingleberries sure in Texas,
lots
you got to shave out.
Lots of dingleberry pride down there in Texas.
That's all them steak and taters.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah. The Dallas cow dingleberries.
Hey, speaking of that,
deep
do you know my
of
husband on Thanksgiving went to the Cowgirl Redskin game?
Yeah. He went to the game.
Yeah, he went to the game and got sadly disappointed.
By what, the cheerleaders?
No.
Yeah, by the male cheerleaders.
We were just
talking
about that.
Male cheerleaders.
That's a new thing in the
NFL
now.
Are they on the Dallas cheerleader team?
That's the most famous cheerleader team from the NFL, the Dallas Cowgirls.
Not the Dallas Cowgirls.
No, they're not.
Jerry's not going to have that. Jerry Jones is not going to have that.
Do New England have cheerleaders?
We have cheerleaders.
Do you?
Yeah, we don't have male cheerleaders.
The Redskins have cheerleaders.
Pittsburgh does not have cheerleaders.
Oh.
I mean cheerleaders.
Steel leaders. That was pretty good.
And I don't think...
it seems like it should be like a standard
part. The Eagles have cheerleaders?
It seems like it should be a standard part of every football team. Like, why would some teams choose not to have cheerleaders?
The Steelers want to use Big Ben as the big cheerleader.
Big Ben.
Big Ben.
Yeah.
It catches up to speed
here. They just don't want Big Ben boning all the cheerleaders.
Jameer and Shay, what's going on while we're in the sports zone here? What's up with the NFL?
Well, the Cowgirls beat the Deadskins, but the big upset is that the Cowgirls beat the New Orleans Saints.
They did beat the Saints.
And I was so upset. But my team is winning currently right now, and we're going to be 9-3. I don't know what the Eagles are, but they're not doing too well after winning a Super Bowl. They're like flunking.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does matter.
Why?
Because you're supposed to be strong.
Why are we supposed to be strong? We just won.
You won one.
So?
You should want to win more.
Here we go.
Here we go.
That's all I asked for.
Right.
Get in the mix.
So we won one. That's all that matters.
I think they need to let old St. Nick come back.
It's Sunday, December 2nd, 2018. So whatever they're talking about could be like totally flipped on us a week from now.
Is that true?
Late breaking news. This is just in, right?
What? Here we go.
Jerry's going to change his mind after this year because the male cheerleaders are playing for the Rams, and the Rams are probably going to the Super Bowl.
I doubt that.
What do you think, Jameer? The Rams?
He's going to change the
Dallas Cowgirls.
The male cheerleaders are bringing the mojo.
Dallas Cowboys are known for their cheerleaders.
The mojo.
Let me tell you something. Dallas Cowboys are known for the cheerleaders.
They're bringing the bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah. I see some bits and pieces out here at, in the roller derby.
Yeah, he's out there.
He's wearing his
what? His drawers, you said? Boxers?
Yeah.
Look at him go. Look.
Something doesn't fall out the bottom of the box.
I'm sorry, man. No offense to anybody. I don't know how you can. I don't know. Why?
Oh, he's getting around. He's getting around.
Look, yeah, he is. He's taking off.
My secretary.
He must be proud.
I mean, they are. Look, his number
is 68. You know what he wanted to put on the shirt?
Yeah, right.
No, you can't put that.
Philadelphia's in charge of all that.
Yeah, by the way, she talked to us. She's in charge of the roster, breaking up the teams, huh? No. What happened?
Nothing. I'm just looking at 202.
Is 202 doing
good? I know. I was too busy looking at 68. Right. Sorry. Well, we were talking about him.
60.
He's one digit off, you know.
Plus I owe you one?
Yeah.
She said 69. I said 68, I owe you one.
I remember that was the thing back in the day.
Who sang that?
That was that's on tip of my tongue, dude.
I
know the song's playing in my head right now.
She said 69 or 68.
It's Brand Nubian, I think.
It is Brand Nubian.
But I know a lot of girls back in the day.
Grand Poobah.
We're going to do 68 and I owe you one.
Or you could do a 96.
Right?
No.
I don't know how you do it, buddy.
I don't know how you do 96.
You get creative, Jameer.
Right.
No, I'll just stick to 68 and I owe you one.
I feel like I've tried.
Chris goes with the infinity number. He brings it up.
I feel like I've tried the 69 both ways.
Oh, jeez.
And it doesn't work one direction. When the man's on top, it doesn't work. It just there's no room for motion.
Well, not when you're on top of the pool table, Chris.
And we'll be back right after this commercial break.
The female always has to be on top during a 69 so that you can have proper flexibility.
All right, so NBA, Jameer. What's going on in the NBA?
Hold on, I gotta make sure we're right about this, man. I mean,
there's got to be
going deep again. Dark matter.
There has to be. If the man's on top, you have to have like a thrusting motion.
Sideways.
And then if the thrusting motion is happening, it's pulling you away from your target.
Sideways.
Your target situation.
Sideways.
Mm-hmm. Laying on your side? Well, that ain't right. That's not how it's supposed to be. No.
Yeah.
Is that how everybody does it?
I don't know how everybody does it.
He just wants you to take the picture. Yeah. You thought you were getting in it.
It seems like the lazy way to do it.
Joke's on you, Jack.
Yeah. This is Stoney.
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 How am I doing announcing?
Talk a little louder.
I need to talk louder.
Oh, you're the announcer?
Yeah.
Oh. All
right. This is my first time I'm guest announcing tonight.
You're doing good.
You're doing really good.
Stoney Express.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you you're calling out the wrong raffle numbers. Here, just take these tickets with you and then call out this number and we'll be okay.
Just take one of these with you and call out these numbers.
Yeah.
We already did.
He's running the 60-40 raffle.
It didn't work.
I think he's cheating the system.
You guys having fun? Yeah, yeah. How are you?
Are you good having time? Fun?
Is this a successful event? Yeah, all right.
There's a lot of people
here.
Out.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. We're going to be back here in February for the...
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. We'll be back in February for the fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
Yeah, we're gonna sponsor a newbie, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we're gonna keep our eye on Twisted Sister. I think she's
Twisted Sister.
She's the up and coming talent here.
That's
man.
What I hear. That's what I hear.
Yes.
I don't understand what's going on. Sister.
Watch her through the years if we can fast forward through the years.
Watch her
right.
We can't fast forward through the years.
We're gonna grow with her.
We're gonna grow with Twisted Sister.
Yeah, we're going to slap a Hub Show sticker on her helmet.
On her jersey?
Yeah. That would make her.
I want the whole team.
That would make her a sponsor.
I want a picture of the whole team holding up one of these stickers, man. Just That'd for a promo awesome. For us. Yeah.
You concur?
I like the idea.
I concur.
I mean, unless you guys spot some. We come here for the fresh meat tournament, whatever they call it, and you guys think there's somebody else who's got the eye of the tiger.
Right.
And
we could sponsor.
Oh, that too?
You got the look.
We could.
You got the look.
All
right. We could sponsor.
Shay's on our team.
Yeah, right. You're awful happy.
You'll see what we mean by Tiger in a second.
Where's Tiger?
She's out there. She's the green team.
Doggone it.
She's on the wall. I think she's over there on the wall.
She's sitting down.
Yeah, over there in the other corner.
Oh, man.
My girl.
Oh, she took a tumble. 202. She's from D.C., right?
202's in the building.
Did she knock him?
Hey, look, there's a four-digit. She's 3404 over there.
Uh-oh, there's 21. Crank. Watch Crank go. Oh, they caught it off.
So Jameer,
Crank is about to get lit.
Jameer, if you played this and you had to pick a number for yourself, what would your number be? It's Philadelphia. They got 215. You can't take it.
I mean, truth be told, it would probably be if I had to go
68 minus one.
No, it would be.
He put a minus sign. What a 68-1.
Yeah.
That would be my number.
It'd a little insider joke.
It'd probably be 610. Probably
610.
610.
Oh, for Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania would be 610.
All right.
Maybe if I had
how is 610 related to Pennsylvania?
That's the area code.
They've got 717-610-484-215.
I think 717 is sexier, man.
I've ever 717. Seen a 610.
You know what? 717 would be sexy.
Yeah, it would be, man.
I mean, but I don't know.
Like, I'd be 818 because that's my LA phone number, right?
And you'd be 717. You know what would be a good number? 777-93.
No, wait. Hey, Shay, I'm in sales. I know. You're Dallas, right?
Yes.
214, am I right?
214.
I know my area code. Yeah, I know my shit. Yeah.
All right.
I'm a national salesman. I know what goes on.
214. What would you be?
Tell me.
310. Where's that at?
It's Los Angeles,
I don't know,
dude.
310 is Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
But you'd be
try me, dude. I
where's 313?
313?
Uh-huh. Detroit.
Yeah,
it
that's
is
Michigan.
Detroit.
That's
it's
in
Michigan.
My tongue. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I don't do much business in Detroit.
I know Detroit.
Uh-oh, we got a new game.
It's in the water.
In the water.
We got a new game.
Or the lack thereof.
I'm going to work on this.
What?
Hold on.
What? Okay. Guess the area
I'm
gonna code.
I'm going to name off the area codes,
what about
and you guys name the city.
Easy. Easy.
Uh-oh, the Patriots just beat the Vikings. It's official.
All right.
Just beat the Vikings.
Wait, yeah. So we're 2 months out. What's up, your battery? We're 2 months out from the Super Bowl, basically, right?
Yes.
What's it looking like? What do you guys?
It's gonna look like the Rams and the Chiefs may be in it, but I don't know.
Yeah, is that right, Jameer? Oh,
I could see the Rams and the Chiefs. I don't know if the Chiefs are going to be able to finish what they started, but I don't know how you can bet against New Orleans right now either. I mean, even though they did lose the Cowboys.
Oh, that was horrible.
It was
horrible.
It's hard to go against New Orleans.
But you
right
know
now.
What? But the thing is, that showed their ugly side.
Yeah.
And so now, if you're a coach,
you're gonna
capitalize on that.
Yep.
This is actually pretty interesting now that I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Like, I don't understand what constitutes a new area code, but...
A new area code?
Like, some states only have one area code, and others have...
Because they're small.
Like, 30.
No, like New Hampshire is 603. There's no reason to give them...
But Massachusetts is a small state, and it has... 9 area codes.
Boston's a big place, dude.
Yeah, you got to break down Boston.
It's a wide state.
Boston.
I mean, look at New York. New York City alone has got 718. In Brooklyn, it's got 212. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In Los Angeles alone, there's like 5 different area codes there now, man.
I got.
All right.
Oh.
So here you go. I'm going to throw them out. I'm going to throw out three.
Codes.
You guys see if you can get them. All right.
Okay.
I'll make them eight. I'm not going to go for the hard ones.
Okay.
I'll go for something you might know.
Okay.
This is coming from Chris.
Let's go.
Mr.
Acne.
He's
going to
go with Delaware or something.
The Zit Man. Mr. Pimple.
702.
That's Vegas, dude.
Yep.
Oh.
Bingo.
Oh, okay.
Sugar honey iced tea.
217.
Oh shit, that's on the tip of my tongue. Indiana? No. Not even close?
It's close.
Not Illinois.
It's Illinois.
Illinois?
Chicago.
Chicago's 217?
217.
They have more than one area code. I know a different area code.
Yeah,
for
me
that
too.
Place.
I have it.
That doesn't sound familiar. But anyway, I ain't gonna argue with you. You're holding the phone, I'm not.
323.
That's Los Angeles.
Oh.
Damn. He's all over it. Like,
damn.
Quick.
Damn.
Huh?
Damn.
I'm telling you, man.
Damn.
804.
That sounds familiar. Like
that
Florida
sound
or something.
Familiar.
No, is it that's the Carolinas. No.
It's close.
Close?
Georgia?
Right. No, not Georgia.
No, it ain't Georgia. Alabama?
It's Virginia.
Is it Virginia?
804?
Virginia. 804 is Virginia. Yeah,
like
it is.
Like Richmond area.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? That is so true. I got an 804 number.
No business in Richmond.
You said in your phone.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, I got...
No, that's okay. Don't say no more. Don't say no more.
All right.
You don't got to say no more.
All right. I won't. I keep it pimping.
Come on.
305.
That's
305.
Florida. That's Miami, baby.
That's Miami. And my old one...
Oh, that's Rick Ross. 305.
And my old one was 407.
Yep. That's Florida as well. Yep.
Is that by Kissing Me?
That is... It was... West Palm.
Say it again.
Palm Beach.
Kissing me.
Kissing me.
Kissing me. Kissimmee?
That's what I call it, Kissimmee.
Kissimmee. That's what I used to call it when I was a kid. Kissimmee.
Kissimmee.
It's where all the, that's where all of the Disney and all that stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Kissimmee St. Cloud.
What's 603?
That's New Hampshire.
Connecticut.
It's New Hampshire.
All right, might be.
Wait, you're the one holding the phone with the answers. You're asking me.
I'm just looking at phone numbers I got in my phone.
Yeah,
603 is...
it's New Hampshire, dude.
Where is New Hampshire?
Oh, my God.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
And that's the only... That is the only area code in that state.
Right. That's how unpopulated
it
is.
That's how Jay been around.
All right, how many area codes...
I've been around, dude.
How many area codes do you think are in Mississippi?
Five.
Two.
As many... There are as many area codes as there are S's.
Four?
Four.
I had to do it in my head.
I'm trying to spell Mississippi still.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Yeah, he's over here going, crooked letter, crooked
that's
letter.
That's what I'm about to come back.
I've never been taught how to spell Mississippi like that before in my life.
That's how I learned how to spell
Mississippi. Really? Afro man's the bomb, boom, that.
Hey, there's our girl. Is that Twisted Sister?
She has a pink mouthpiece. You know,
no,
she, I thought
cute.
She had no teeth at first, and then I realized it's her mouthpiece.
Now listen, when Isis was on here earlier, and they said they were forming her mouthpiece, how does that work? Did they microwave
it
or something?
Some hot
mold
water
it.
And
mold it. Oh,
you,
go to,
you soften it up, and then you bite it.
All right, guys. First of all, bear with Chris. He just had his first dental. His first dentist check in 10 years, so be proud.
So you have to.
He doesn't know about teeth and molding yet.
You have to
boil
it in water.
And then you stick in mold to keep it for a few seconds, right. Then it's done.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Teeth.
You didn't play any sports growing
up. So you can, no, I didn't. So you can reform them.
Once it's
formed,
it's done.
Okay.
Whatever is in your mouth right now, it forms to that.
So if I only had like two teeth, say I played for West Virginia. And I only had like two teeth.
Why bother at this point, dude?
I couldn't actually reboil it.
It
and
didn't
if
matter.
I, if I got some crowns
it's
put in or
necessary.
Something.
It's not necessary.
He'd be in his woodworking shop remolding them. Crazy. Dude, what is... Oh, no, we're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so sweet.
What?
You the manager? Okay.
The manager of who?
I'm just trying to act like I'm not listening. But I really
okay. Anybody want nachos?
Nachos? Anyone nachos? Nachos? No one?
Nacho man.
I don't.
We are in the South.
Yo, right. So no disrespect. Like I don't know.
I know.
Anybody want nachos?
But he makes a better door than a window.
That's true. That's true. Let's see, who else?
So we're going to do a
for all you
holiday.
Listening at home, I got someone standing.
Tiger's 202
so
as well.
Are we going to do a holiday
Tiger's
bash?
Out there, dude. She's out there. She's 202. She's right here, coming up at your...
Look at Crank. Look at Crank. Look at Crank.
Are we going to do a holiday bash?
Look at Crank.
Well, we're trying to think of what to do.
Right. Crank
because
was,
a bunch of people have reached out. They aren't going to be in town that weekend. Well, are you going to be in town that weekend? Hey, Wheels, what's up?
Hey, it's Wheels.
What's going on?
Wheels.
What's happening? And you're all sparkly today.
Yeah.
Your eyes
straight from the strip club.
Yeah. Wheels takes the stage, ladies and gentlemen.
Wheels
what's going
is
on,
making
Wheels?
Everybody a stripper.
I'm just kicking some ass tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, y'all are.
Are you playing tonight?
Well, you're on what, the silver team?
You're the silver team.
Silver team, all right.
Y'all got different shirts on in here and everything else. Some got the full-on rhinestones
the
on the front. You got snowflakes.
It's been snowing on her.
Let's see what she got in the back. What does it say? Sleigh bells on wheels. Well, I know that. That's the Mason... You're the manager for the Mason-Dixon Vixens?
Okay.
You die hard?
Nachos?
Oh, really? Where's your Mason-Dixon shirt,
anybody
pal?
Want some nachos?
Where's
Jameer,
your shirt?
Did you want some nachos?
Nacho, man.
We didn't.
You gotta draw your own.
I wanna be. There's Twisted Sister.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wait, are you guys
on the same?
That's our girl, too. Man, she was on this last time.
You guys are on the same team tonight. Luck of the draw.
Well, we talk. I bet Philadelphia has something to do with that.
Are you always taking panties,
yeah.
Twisted Sister?
I'm trying.
You tried to snag
really,
it from
I don't
her?
Really no, I did not try to take it from her. I was like, oh my God, pass it.
Twisted Sister likes when she gets panties passed to her.
Wait,
I like
hey,
being
wait,
the jam.
Wait, hey, real,
I don't really
real quick
like
though.
Being pivot, but I guess
hey, for the uninitiated. For the uninitiated people just joining in, what does the panty pass mean in this game?
What does the
panty
pass mean?
Huh?
So the panty pass means if you can't get out,
right.
of the pack first, or you're having a hard time and you're struggling, you can pass the penny to your pivot, and they become the jammer, and they can get out. And
wait, how does the penny become part of the game? It just gets tossed in there by a ref?
It snaps
the
on the helmet.
The panty is the things on our helmet. The star or the stripe.
Oh.
I was the jammer. I had the star
I
on.
Thought you were really running around with
we
the pair
call
of
them panties.
Okay. Because
yeah. we take them off.
Look at me and Chris.
Because we take them off and we put them on. You know? So I
Penny
took it
man.
Off and I tried to sneak it to her.
Okay.
Listen, when you're talking about panties with these two dudes, well, if you're talking about panties with this dude, this is, I would make sure you hold on to your panties because this
panty
guy.
Pass. Right.
He's a panty passer, panty
right.
taker.
You're the panty manager.
He's the panty manager. So this is your first season's beating Twisted. How do you like it?
I think it's pretty fun. It's kind of hard because you're skating against people that already know everything you're going to do and how you're going to do it because of them already skating on your team.
You're skating against teammates like an all-star game. So it's kind of cool. Wheels, how many season's beatings have you been a part of?
This is my second.
The second one?
My second season.
So last year and this year. Okay.
Yeah, so I already been doing this. So, and then I played a turkey bout on Thanksgiving in D.C.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've already done a co-ed. I did a co-ed scrimmage, like, last weekend, and now I'm doing season's
meeting. All right, so what's up with the co-ed? Like, I guess we should be okay with it, but because we started
tonight,
on
right?
the female thing, and I know it's an all-star thing.
It's just for tonight, though, right, for this tournament? The co-ed thing is just for this tournament, right?
The co-ed thing is really just for mixer scrimmages.
Like this.
So, yeah,
right.
like this.
Okay.
So, with WFDA, that's
exhibition.
The Women's Flat Track Derby Association. That's our league.
Yeah.
And then there's a men's league, which is in Baltimore, you know, and that's Harm City, and they play on a different rule set.
Okay.
But then we all have, like, mixers
gotcha.
Where we just let everybody come and play together.
Okay.
So, this is one of those.
All
so,
right.
do the men get looked at differently when they come to a predominantly female
roller derby?
Roller derby.
Yeah.
Some teams don't allow men to play in their scrimmages, you know, their mixer scrimmages, but we are open.
Do you get chicks who want to go join theirs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
yeah,
that
they
was
have,
afraid
they
to
have
say.
Mixer scrimmages too, so it's really just
we'll
like
there.
About, you know, embracing roller derby and everybody like, you
I
know,
get that.
Everybody is about. This.
Everyone wants to be a roller derbyist.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can dig it. I respect it. I love the passion.
I
love
I
the
too.
Passion around.
That's why
I
we're still here.
Here.
Uh oh.
So when you pass the panty to the pivot person,
back to that.
Does the pivot person have to pass theirs? The pivot person wears the stripe.
The pivot wears the stripe.
Yes. The jammer wears the star. When the
yes.
jammer passes to the pivot, where does the stripe go?
Okay, so what happens is I'll take the star panty off
yeah.
of my head.
Yeah.
yeah.
I can either hold it in my hand and pretend I'm going to pass it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get through the pack and then put it back on my head.
Oh, tricky.
Or
you can all fake them out.
I can pass it to my pivot.
Yeah.
And then she has to put it back on her head before she gets around to the pack again.
Jeez. But what happens to her? To hers? Is there
the
another pivot?
On? No, she keeps the stripe on, and she puts the star on.
So
over
she
it.
Can't pass after.
No,
there's
this
only
is
one
crazy,
pass
man.
Per man.
Yes,
one
this
pass.
Is a crazy
okay.
game, dude.
So it really, it's just reserved if you can't get out.
Yeah.
If the other person has already, if the other jammer has already gotten out of the pack.
Yeah.
Then you want to pass.
Yeah.
Because you're not if you can't get out.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. But that person has to stay jamming until the end of the jam.
Yes, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, jam.
Yeah, Teddy Riley.
Teddy Jeff.
Are you guys enjoying the bout?
Yeah. It's all right.
We
it's
are.
Good.
Yeah. We are. We,
yeah, it's
I
fun
can,
watching.
You know what I did notice? There's a lot of different skill sets here.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's some really high
different
top
levels
skill
of,
sets.
Yeah.
They that? Try to be even and
right.
mix it up and have a little bit of different people, but, you know. It doesn't. Some teams are a little stacked than others.
We'll have to talk to Killadelphia because she said she put them all together. Killadelphia's team isn't stacked, is it?
That was the first team we played, wasn't it, Twisted?
The green team?
Killa, they kind of team up together, so it's hard to get through them.
So we'll have to have Killadelphia back on, and we'll say through the group, Brian, we heard that. Maybe it didn't get evenly distributed as well.
That's grapevine, not grapevine.
Yeah,
you say grapevine?
Though, is that
that's
she also
that's the
asked
vine
us
you don't want to be
who
on.
We wanted to play with.
Not the grapevine,
I
dude.
I heard it through the grapevine.
That's the wrong kind of vine.
You know, we're like,
They said I said grapevine, not grapevine.
You want me to play it back for you, pal?
No, never mind.
Here's a replay.
Just a replay on the podcast.
Never mind. I'm going to shut up.
Grapevine.
Right?
Groping is not good. I'm not groping anyone.
That'll get you off the float.
You just want a panty pass.
Yeah, we had Kill Duff on earlier, but it'll be interesting to hear her mentality on how it got distributed. So it'll be fun.
All right.
She'll think it's evenly distributed.
I promise you, Jameer, you come back here in March. The new season starts. You're going to be so up to speed on the rules and stuff, man.
I'm with it now.
You're with it now.
Minus the panty passing, but I try to stay
away
from
it. We got to get some video going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I need to stay away from
color commentary
panty.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Don't worry about it. We love being here. This is great. Good time. Yeah.
Thank you for the invite.
Hey, we're going to be. You're going back out, right? Yeah. The silver team?
Yeah.
We're
all
watching.
Right.
Snowflake. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so how long is this event?
So we're not doing an elimination.
Right. So it's like 7:30 now. You think you'd be going at 9:30? 8:20, you guys are done? Oh, I got you. Okay. Fair enough. All right. So let me ask you. So I'm on the same page. I'll message McEvil about it. But when is the fresh meat one? Is it February? I gotta stay in touch with you guys. So we want to be here for that, and we want to be here for you guys' first bout. You know what I mean? That type of thing. Yeah. Okay, that's the fresh meat one, right? Those are brand new players. Hey, Philadelphia's back. Yeah. Okay. Right. And that's in February. Yeah.
You got a holiday card.
But when does your league start?
Oh.
I'll come out.
Shay, they want you on the team.
I'll come out.
Little tag team with ISIS.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, I missed it. Are you trying out?
No, Shay's been invited to, though.
Whoa.
Oh, man, that would be so
sweet.
With bells
on.
That would
Give
be
me
awesome.
Some bells.
I'll be called Rock the Bell.
That
Rock
would be
the
awesome.
Bell. Oh, yeah? Not Shay the Slay this time? We
not
changed
Shay
your name?
The Slay. We changed it into Rock the Bell.
Shay the Slay. Huh? No, we appreciate you guys having us. We're going to be here for the beginning of the season next time and really knock this thing out the park.
He said it's for some
You know what I mean? We have a good time. Somehow we want to sponsor the penalty box, though. Put some signs up there. We want to put ourselves at the penalty box.
We
talk shit
we
with the rest of them.
We can't do
Is
that.
It over?
Why?
No. They're about to get ready.
8:20 it'll be over.
You don't miss you missed that game. The end of the game.
Go do your thing. We'll be watching.
We're
watching for snowflakes.
I'll be Rock the Bell.
Shay Shay Cool J is hard as
I don't anybody. I don't care who.
That'll be your theme music, Shay.
Yeah.
Rock the bell.
Hey, if ISIS can do it, you can do it, Shay. You used to be a dancer.
I still do.
Yeah, you guys were popping around here last time.
We're
going to
put her in Battle of the Freshies in February.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Shay's in the building.
First thing announces your age. At age 45. that'll be your number on your
just
back.
Put it out there.
She'll be number 45.
Not for long.
It'll be a little wink, wink, nudge between
call
us.
Call her the Blarney Stone.
Yeah.
No.
That's her nickname. No, rock the Blarney Stone.
I don't want to rock the Blarney Stone.
That was some rough shit.
That was rough. That's a rough.
We have to get back to the studio. We got two to go through. What did she pick last time? Because Kristen picked the very last one.
Yeah. I forget what.
Yeah. We got Kristen on with us next
straight,
year. Next week
I remember
to
it was
do
just
the
a
news.
Straight vodka martini is all it was.
Yeah.
When I looked
Which
it
up. Is fine.
Which is fine.
But you want something more creative?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I can
and then
spice
Kristen
it up
chose 422. Right.
Yeah, that was the last one in the book, whatever that is. I haven't looked it up
yet.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. That's
next
week.
We didn't find another area code.
What are we talking about?
We have a thing back at the studio. He has the bartender's Bible. And you get to choose a number between 1 and 422. So we just rattled off. And one of our shows was called Blarney Stone 45, because that's what she chose, the drink number 45 in the Bible. And he makes the drink.
We chose that.
I'm sorry.
We chose that.
Because of our
birthday.
Right. So he goes and he gets the ingredients. And we show up. And on that episode... As the podcast goes on, we're getting a little
yes.
Yeah, good time.
I try to make it a little
that shit was strong.
I try to make it a little fancy, too.
Matter of fact, it had a lasting effect.
She had a lasting effect from that night.
Yes.
Yes, she did. She
had a last.
She slayed the shade.
Yeah.
Depends.
I got slayed.
She got slayed.
Depends.
Yeah. Depends on what you think.
Depends on what you think.
She couldn't make it home to Chambersburg that night.
Depends on what you think happened.
Depends on what
she
you think.
Wait. She couldn't get to a rest area fast enough.
No.
Mercy.
I got slayed.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't believe it. Someone gave me a little break. McEvil.
Nice. She took over duties.
And I think it's Casey took over for this game, next to last game. So
you dip off one microphone and you're back onto the another.
Yeah,
we ain't going to let you go.
Yeah.
I told him I'm not afraid of the mic.
No. Stony Express is in the house, folks.
Stony Express.
The Stoner Express.
Oh, the Stoner Express or Stony?
Oh, Stony. As in,
the
okay.
Stony.
Okay. Not to be mistaken, huh?
Not to be mistaken for Stoner.
Hey, man.
You're Stony.
No.
So my last name is
where's
Stonebreaker.
John?
Stonebreaker?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. And my family, like my dad, my uncles, they all had nicknames as Stony as they were growing up. And then when I played high school sports, I got the name. So then I carried it on
wow.
to Derby.
There you
oh,
go.
That's awesome.
Stony Express,
like that
folks.
It rhymed with Pony Express.
Makes sense.
And I really like to skate fast, but it's kind of weird. Cause the
yeah,
Pony
don't call
Express
yourself Pony Express.
Not really fast, but
yeah, right.
It was fast for the day, you know?
Yeah.
Like right before the locomotive came and just took over coast-to-coast mail delivery.
No, right. But it makes sense to us, man.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
counts.
My number is 505, which is the
New Mexico.
The California Penal Code for reckless driving.
Ah, there
and
you
the
are.
Area code for Albuquerque.
You'll notice that most of the girls have some crazy number that, you know, it's
some are four digits
or something that they like. Yeah, and they're different numbers. Some are single digits, some are four digits.
Yeah.
And up until like 3 years ago, you could have letters in your numbers. So some people hadn't.
Could you have symbols?
I'm sure that's coming.
Because I would do 68 plus.
I'm sure there's going to be
or
hashtags.
Minus one.
Plus or minus. Plus slash minus.
I mean,
give
it would
take.
Be 68. It would be 69
depends
minus
on,
one.
Depends on the mood.
68 plus one.
Depends on the mood.
Depends on my mood.
She's like, shut up.
Yeah, so symbols has not been a thing as far as I've been in Derby, but I've only. This is my fifth.
We're going to change that.
Next year, it's going to change.
Yeah.
There's somebody's going to put a hashtag
yeah.
or a backwards three
yeah.
or something crazy in it.
Or
I'm
some
sure.
some algebra stuff up in some geometry.
For next season, yeah. Which is going to get pretty crazy, too.
I bet you somebody's got 3-1-4.
8-0-0-8.
Her name's obtuse.
8-0-0-8.
Geometric angles drawn on her shit.
What is it? 8-0-0-8-5. So when she's laying on the ground, it says boobs.
Yeah.
See, only
8-0-0-8-5.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you thought I was bad saying 68 plus 1 or 69 minus 1. You just
what
want to take.
Fuck? How about 70 minus 1? Just
I was thinking
that,
of the calculator language. Remember when you used to.
Yeah.
8-0-0-8-5. 8-0-0-8-5.
Boobs.
Boobs.
Rock on.
Only
this
you.
Is what we talk
only
about.
You.
Yeah. I've been listening to you guys. You guys are
yeah.
Did you listen to the Hub Show podcast?
That's what she just said.
We got a fan.
Do you listen to podcasts? Honestly.
Yeah,
don't lie.
I work in a prison, so I don't have access to the internet
really?
Like the rest of the world does the majority
wait,
of the day. So
Stony.
The time I'm not at work, I hardly have time to do much.
No, I understand.
On
how about this? Do me a favor. In the prison, what do you do in the prison? You work in the prison doing what?
I'm a teacher. I teach for the GED program, and I teach special education.
You need to take a sticker.
Yeah. Can you go there and tell them to listen to the Hub Show podcast? Okay. I bet they have ways to listen to stuff from
I'm
there,
sure
right?
They do, but it's contraband. They've got phones in there that they're not supposed to have.
Oh, yeah.
We want the prisoners,
she said
we want the prisoners
contraband.
Listening to
well,
us.
It is, right?
We want
yeah.
a prisoner
yeah.
fan
yeah.
base.
I'll make
yeah.
sure that with their release packet.
And then we could maybe go there and do a live show from
yeah, like,
the correctional
like Johnny Cash, we're yeah. the Folsom Prison, the Hub
yeah,
Show.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Imagine that. We'd do a Hub Show from the prison.
No, yeah. we're not doing
I'm
that.
Good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm
so
good.
How many of you are innocent? Holy shit.
The whole room.
Everybody innocent.
Everyone's their own lawyer tonight, yeah, huh?
What are you in for? Nothing.
That was Chris. That was Chris.
I know.
That was
I
Chris
no
and Jay.
Snitch.
I'm not making fun of none of y'all.
I know, right?
Yeah. I ain't no snitch.
Where's Jameer?
Yeah. No longer coach.
He's out playing basketball in the yard.
I'm just a coach. I'm just a coach. I'm coaching.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh, look, she's got a beer in her hand. She's ready to get back to the mic.
Right.
Get the mood going. It's your break.
And wet the whistle.
Hey, I can tell you what the penal code is for that in a few states.
Yes, he could. Especially Virginia.
Virginia is his friend.
Yeah.
Virginia is Chris's friend.
All right, Stoney.
All right.
Take
Stages,
care.
Stoney. Philadelphia has got Philadelphia, which apparently is good.
Yeah.
202, which seems to be, that's
Tiger.
Looks good.
But she's not from this team. Our area.
No.
Our neck of the
and
woods.
Then they got Crank.
Crank.
From the Philly area. Crank. She's cranking it up.
There you are.
So I'm just trying to figure out how good is the green team.
You hear me, don't you?
Yeah.
You're on her, Shay.
And the word is that Philadelphia stacked the team.
Yes, she
I'm
did.
Just
she just
saying.
Happens to be on that team.
She did it on purpose.
Yeah. The only thing she didn't do to make it painfully obvious was take ISIS.
Or yes. Twisted Sister.
Or Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I know,
Philadelphia
right?
is the old school, right? She's been
hey,
here
look,
for a while.
Look, they're taking their winning photo. We won. Selfie time.
I didn't win, dude. What's up with that?
I know. 50-50 yeah. man's here.
I didn't
what
win.
Happened? With the raffle?
50-50.
Because I tried to pick and somebody else did, but it's good because the toys from Todd people won, so
okay.
The charity.
There you go.
Oh,
that's
there
cool.
you go.
Man, that's awesome.
That
listen, long as Toys for Tots win, everybody's a winner.
We're all winning, man.
We're all winning.
He's like, really?
Some people have five beers.
Right?
Right. And their Christmas will be made better by
reindeer.
Toys for Tots, won't it?
Yep.
My man, well, listen, you have a great Christmas, buddy.
All
Stay
right,
out of
man.
Trouble.
We'll see you next season, 50-50.
We'll see you next season, Mr. 50-50. Remember, next season it's 60-40.
Make some money, dude. Don't work for free. Yeah, you
all
might.
Right,
go
60-40 right. in the building.
Yeah.
60-40 is in the building, ladies and
That's
gentlemen.
That's right.
So you're
Crimson Psycho. We ain't forget about you either, Crimson Psycho.
He has to change his sign
yeah.
to 60-40
raffle.
Walk around going, 60-40.
60-40, right.
Yeah, you will. Do it for us. We'll sponsor that, too.
60-40.
And you need a longer stick.
Yeah, yeah. Taller sign. We'll make
taller
him a sign.
Sign
I'll
yeah.
make him a sign.
You get
I
him a,
will.
A nice professional sign.
Yep, yep.
Who's getting the 60?
Him.
Well, no, he, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah he gets the 10%.
And what are you doing today?
He gets the VIG.
My name is Fresh Meat Jess.
Fresh Meat
I'm
Jess?
On uh-oh.
Fresh Meat this round.
In February?
Oh.
Mason-Dixon Roller Vixens. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
In February? You're going to be
No,
in?
I'm in the current round. I take
oh, okay.
my final test on the 16th.
Oh, you're Fresh Meat from this season?
Yes, sir.
Ah, so this is your first time getting out there and doing this?
Well, I'm not. I haven't
not tonight,
skated about
no.
yet.
Okay.
My final test is the 16th of December.
Uh-huh.
And if I pass, I'll be a Mason-Dixon Roller Vixen.
Not a cannonballer, right. but a Dixon on Team
so,
A or what?
You're a Mason-Dixon Roller
Regardless,
Vixen.
Okay.
And then there's a test. That's
there's two.
Cannon Brawlers.
I
and
gotcha.
Then another test.
Ah.
Ups
so Cannon Brawlers first and then,
correct.
I gotcha. All right.
So what's your test on the 16th?
Yeah, what do you mean a test? What do you do? The
okay,
jump hurdles
so,
or what?
WFDA is the organization around Women's
right.
Flat Track Roller Derby.
Yep.
And so it's very clear. It's all laid out. There's a protocol. So it's the same no matter where you go
right.
In the U.S. and skills tests. So this, the first test is like basic things, stopping, plowing, different terms. This is contact stuff.
Right.
You don't look too excited about
I
that.
I know. You're scared?
I'm a speed skater by nature, so my
cool.
whole youth was like going fast and not touching people, and now I'm trying to
oh,
like
yeah.
hit people, and
it's
like
whole different
opposite
ball
my
game.
Brain, so I'm wow. learning.
But
okay.
you're looking forward to it?
Oh yeah, for sure.
What's your name going to be? Sure. You got a name yet? Come on.
Don't
let us pick it for you.
On the fence. That's a horrible
What
name.
Is it?
On the
yeah.
fence.
There on the
go.
Fence is not good, so
fence.
What is it? You got to tell us what
good
it
job,
is.
Chris.
Okay.
That was a good one.
So I'm between three names.
Oh, wow.
Shake and Bake.
Okay.
My maiden name is Baker, and that was actually a nickname, and I feel like it's fun.
It's fun.
As you can tell, I'm
going to
try to be
called Shake and Bake.
What?
I don't want to say bad words.
Say it.
Say it.
What do you want to do?
We've been cursing all night, sweetheart.
Can I? I don't, like, I'm going to try my best to be a badass, but I'm going to have to work toward it. But I think I'm probably going to have more of a fun name than some of these.
Wait,
like
what was the
bad
word?
What
is
so anyway,
that?
Shake and Bake, Swishard Sweets, because my last name's Wishard now,
so
Swishard
Sweets.
That's kind of like that.
That's a tongue
Scruff
named tongue
me
twister.
That, if you know Scruff.
Swisher Sweets.
Or Sweet and Low.
Sweet and Low?
I don't know.
I like shake and bake.
I like shake
and
bake.
Shake and bake.
I didn't like Talladega Nights.
Okay, yeah. This is
that's
it.
A trademark of Ricky
now,
Bobby.
Here we go. Hey, here we go.
That's my former name, hey. Nickname. That's
so
a
we're
good
gonna
one.
When now the fresh meat thing is when in February when they do the fresh meat thing, you're not part of that. You're beyond that.
I'll be. Oh yeah. So the next cycle of fresh meat, it starts over. But in February, there's Battle of the Freshies bout.
That's,
I'll be in
you'll
that.
Be in there.
That'll be my first bout.
And you'll be shake and bake. Stick with that.
Shake
we're going to be here for that.
Like
and we're going to be watching you.
Now, what's your number going to be?
We're scouting some talent here.
68 plus one. 69 minus one. 70 minus one.
I'm not sure.
Come
something
on.
To do with a three, but.
A three?
63 plus 6.
23. That's Michael Jordan.
I don't know. Maybe 30. I like 3, and my birthday's 30. We already have a 3. So.
303.
Maybe
well,
30.
If you
330.
303.
You have a good window.
If you go with 2 threes.
330.
If you go with 33, then
what time
you can
are you
just
get here?
Take 330. Some tape and turn it into a 38 or an 83 or anything you
no,
want.
Don't
Chris.
you got to arrive to the rink by 3:30? 3:30.
There you go. You're always on time.
Shake
not
and
on
bake
the fence.
At 3:30.
Shake and bake at 3:30.
I mean
330.
I like 303.
303. Okay,
303. That's not, what's 30? That's like your birthday backwards.
It comes off the tongue better,
was
man.
30,
303.
Three,
I like the
it.
First two, but then 330
but you're
makes
gonna,
sense.
You're going to stick with shake and bake, though.
330 is when school gets
I
out,
guess.
You know?
I mean, you guys just voted, I feel like. Yeah.
School's out, sucker. School's
you're going to be shake and bake.
School's
we're
in,
gonna,
sucker.
We're watching
you.
We're not going to sponsor you because you're a newbie. We're going to cause any
ruckus. We're scouting talent for the next season, so we're looking for somebody to really...
Sponsor.
Yep. Sponsor and get behind.
Sponsor
you know what I mean?
And get behind. You got to rub Hub Show bumper stickers.
We're gonna,
doable for sure.
Well, we gotta see what happens
all
in February.
That.
So
yeah.
So you have one more test after all your other tests.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
So pass
it's all good.
Pass the Hub Show test.
Yeah,
like shake and bake because
we know what the hell we're talking about.
And you're gonna it's gonna be great. Shake and bake, 303.
Three. All right, I'm cool. That works.
I just did it. It's done.
It's done.
Done. So drop the mic on that.
That's it. Yes, shake and bake. Yeah, there you
Pounding
go.
It out.
And the Hub
we
Show
just,
is watching Shake and Bake.
The Hub Show is now all, well,
all about
I don't
want to
say all over Shake and Bake.
No.
We're going to be watching
Shake
and
Bake.
Shake
is all over you.
Shake and Bake is all over you. That's a trademark of Ricky Bobby Inc. If you're not first, you're last.
Because you roll around in Shake and Bake,
not
right?
Not first, you're last.
Yes. Actually, my husband's voted Shake and Bake, and he played the clips for me the other night. He's definitely.
So he says Shake and Bake, right?
He wants Shake and Bake.
He wants 303.
He's actually out there right now.
He's skating?
823.
Oh, wait a minute.
No
we just
way.
Spent the whole night.
Another roller derby.
We just spent the whole show bashing the guys that showed up for this. What's up with that? Oh, here we go.
No. Shake and bake. Shake and
bake. That's fine.
He spent the whole night.
Yeah. Is he baking shake?
Shake and bake.
Hey, look who's here. Fighty Aphrodite, folks.
Fighty Aphrodite.
Fighty's in the house.
Right. The end of the night, now she shows up.
I know. No.
Right. She was on beer duty last time we were here.
She has to get back to the bar.
What are you doing?
I'm not skating tonight. I just want to make sure that everything runs really smooth. I'm
so far, so good.
You haven't checked in the Hub Show since, like, negative. We had to stop Shake and Bake.
Yeah, dead in her tracks.
Shake and Bake.
Shake and Bake.
We just took a vote.
Shake and Bake.
Well, she doesn't
shake and
like
Bake. What do you do for a living?
I'm an X-ray tech.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Why isn't that in your name somewhere? No.
X-rated. Like
yeah.
X-rated. It no. It's like this is my other light. Like I don't want work.
Your alter ego.
You don't want to combine
for
it.
Sure.
I gotcha.
I'm with it. Shake and Bake 303. We just named our
and she's
first
got X-ray vision.
And she's got
X-ray
vision. Get it in.
That's right.
We won't hold it against you that your husband roller derbies though.
That's cool. He's just here for the exercise.
He's
the
just
workout.
Here for the
it's all good. Yeah.
Nope.
She's getting mad.
I'll send him over here.
Jameer's going to go get in the Battle of the Freshies. He's going to be the guy.
The only thing I'm going to freshie make is a fresh batch of something.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
All right.
All righty.
Yeah, there's been one beer on this table. You would never guess, though. I'll tell you what.
Right. Not one.
So what's up?
Nobody's drinking.
You look lost there, Fighty. She's holding the panties, folks. We just had a whole conversation about this. Yes, please, microphone, Jameer.
You said panties, not pennies.
I know.
And every time you say panties,
you gotta explain. Because Beavis and Butthead over here.
I had panties.
they're called panties, and they go on our helmets. And
yeah, Twisted Sister told us all about the panty pit.
Yeah.
Who's the pivot? Who's the what?
How do you determine who's the pivot?
Oh, it's usually someone that's good at offense.
But I mean, like she was. What was
Frank.
Her name? Crank was in the penalty box. As soon as she came out on, she put on the pivot thing.
She put on the pivot, yeah.
So, like, the team didn't decide that, or
they probably decided while they were still on the bench, because usually we put someone on as the pivot whenever they want to be the ones racing. So they'll be turned backwards, looking towards the person skating towards them.
Yeah.
And they're usually pretty good at offense. They'll be the person that throws down on the other team.
Gotcha.
There you go.
I have a more exciting topic. We have a roller derby.
She's
drinking.
Like, yeah.
And she's not.
Yeah.
She's
looks
done.
Like she's not. Looks like she's not done.
Are you not?
So,
you're done.
I'm not done. I just haven't taken my shit off.
Man, I thought we were.
Oh, you thought the beer was the spinach? She's gonna go out there and.
The beer is more important than de-gearing.
And she's drinking.
She's drinking a
Miller Highlight.
Miller Highlight.
Jay, what'd you do? There it is.
It's what's left. So any beer breweries out there want to sponsor us and give us good beer next year?
Yes. Hey, we could have had Antietam Brewery helping out.
I have
but
no problem. Yeah. Right? Don't make
we
me drink Miller High Life next time, please.
Let's work on that. We're going to work on that. Yeah.
So you're saying any beer company that wants to come out and sponsor,
right,
or brewery wants to sponsor who?
Mason-Dixon Roller Vixens.
Well, we're going to get Daniel to make us
we
the hubbub.
Would love you to sponsor us.
He needs to make a Mason-Dixon brew.
Talk
right
about
so exclusively
post
here
on our Facebook page, no, on our Shay website. No. We'll prop the hell out of you if you booze us up.
And you are who?
I'm Mystery Mayter.
Mystery Mayter?
Mayter.
Mayter?
I like that.
Not Maytag, Mayter.
Do you care to elaborate?
Yeah, where's Mayter?
On my name?
Yeah.
I played volleyball in a previous life, and Misty May Trainer was somebody I really looked up to. So
there
when I started playing derby and I said, oh, I'm not going to stop playing volleyball, that was the most obvious route for me to go. Don't ask me the last time I played volleyball.
Yeah.
When's the last time you played volleyball?
I said, don't ask me these questions.
Last night?
Not fair. It's been a year at least.
At least.
As she puts the Miller Light.
Right?
It's a high life.
It's a high life.
It's a high life.
Don't
and
get
she,
it. Don't
and
get
their
it
faces.
Twisted.
Oh, sorry, Miller. If anybody from Miller is listening, she is having a hard time getting that down.
And she's on skates.
It's
pretty cool, man.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Right. And she's Terror. That's your name.
Did you have fun today?
Absolutely had a blast. All the time.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you guys for coming out. I know that you guys have been coming out for at least half this season, and we look forward to seeing you again next year.
Oh, we will be here.
Listen,
and we're going to sponsor
fresh
the penalty
meat.
Box.
We're sponsoring the penalty box. We're going to be smack dab behind
there.
The penalty
we're over
box
there next time.
We're trying to catch you ladies in a heat
box
of passion to hear
we
how you
be
really
talking
feel
to people in the penalty box.
That's
it. Yes. That's where all the action is.
I was only in the box
once. Fighty says
tonight.
No,
I was
say
headed
yes
to the box at the end of the game, but the whistle blew, so I was good.
Yeah.
So what did you go to the box for?
Throwing bows.
Want to
track
be there.
Oh, back block. The first one was a cut track, which wasn't a cut track, but we'll wait for the video for that.
See,
and then the second was a back block, which I was fine with because I was tired.
See, look, I'm trying to explain to Fighty why we want
how
to do
long
the penalty
box. Penalty
box
for each time.
We want the controversy.
30 seconds.
Yeah, we're in the box.
We
go
want
Patriots
the shit talking.
Not that long.
See, he got
long
his
enough
big shirt on,
yeah,
and they didn't win today.
On the tip of your toe stops going, okay, when's my time up? When's my time up? So,
do you really think in 30 seconds that we could get some real juicy emotions?
Oh, I absolutely say that wasn't, and I go through the motions of how that wasn't the penalty I deserved and all that stuff. If you're close enough, you'll hear all of that shit.
Dude, we're just going to stick a Rode boom mic over there.
That's exactly
like yesterday.
We're
going to boom mic over the
just
over
let
the
it go.
Like the penalty box.
Oh,
that would
absolutely
be awesome.
Yes. Fighty doesn't get it. Fighty looks at me like, you guys do not want to hear
the
penalty box. Yes,
penalty
we do.
Box.
Listen, we
you
don't
guys are all talking nicey-nicey teamwork, blah, blah, blah. We know what goes on.
So everybody's like, kumbaya, we love
each
other. We got to go to work.
We all stick together. We're roller derbies.
I'm a coach. I don't buy all that shit.
No.
In game, I'm a hit you. I don't care who you are.
Thank you.
Against Killy, my girl.
That's what we
want to
hear.
As soon as
three games
over,
later,
I'm giving her a big hug, telling her how awesome
that's
she
that's right.
Was.
Yeah.
Because we're not friends when we against
in game,
each other.
When that
right
starts, fuck you, I'm knocking you over.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I want to hear in the penalty box.
Next
that's
season,
we're trying to hear.
We are going
to
be
you
over
get
there.
That in the penalty box.
We're going to get a boom mic, and we're going to be. Yeah.
some good
over
times.
Here we're all nice and good yes, times. We're good. We're friends. We love each other, and we do.
That's right.
But we'll fuck each other up between.
There we go.
You friends after we play.
And there'll be a new game. Or we're sitting behind them. Like, who dropped the F bomb? Who was that?
I dropped all got, the F bomb.
Yeah.
Normally it's Chris.
It's not even the beer right. talking.
Maybe that's only one beer.
How many beers is that?
I don't drink before playing. That's not safe.
So how many have you had after
that's
playing?
Not safe.
Go on, choke it. Choke, 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 choke. Brought to you by Miller High Life.
Chuck, Chuck. Oh. It almost came back out.
It almost did out her nose.
She got a little bit come out her nose.
See what shake and bake, see what you got to look forward to next year.
Her eyes are watering.
And what do you do for that?
But honey, they skate and they drink. It's good times. They beat each other up.
And what do you do for a living?
Currently, I'm a bartender.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
She knows what's up.
Now, which I like bar?
That. Right here. Which bar?
Which bar?
We're looking for a bar.
Chili's in Frederick.
Oh,
awesome. There you go.
Oh, over there by the, yeah.
That's you.
That's me?
Mike, check. Oh, there you go.
Check one.
All right. Nacho's
my mic
back.
Sounds nice.
Here
check one.
Song.
My mic sounds nice. Check two.
Boy, you guys are just
Flighty
yeah, Aphrodite,
you know anything about that?
I've never heard Jameer this bubbly before. He's usually laid back.
He had some happy pills.
Have you heard that song before?
Of course I have.
I'm just checking in. I mean, I don't want to assume
she's
anything.
She's up there with us, man.
Here's a question for you. Do you have cats?
Cats. Are you a cat cats. Lady?
I have one cat.
Ah, she just answered the
I
question.
I told you.
Yeah,
we were. All
right. We were trying
how
to figure
out. How many
dogs
do you have?
I just put down my box.
Oh, so you have none. Oh, all you have are cats.
I'm sorry.
But I do have a husky, and she's 8 months old.
Aww. Wait, yeah. So you have a dog and a cat?
I have a dog, a cat, and a turtle.
And a turtle?
She's a pet person, Jameer.
Make some room for the interview here.
Oh, here we go. All right. Yeah.
We got Tiger in the house.
Tiger. Say it right. Say it right.
Tiger.
Tiger.
There she is. Hey. What's going on? You don't get out of here like that.
You got to come over and have a talk. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
All right.
Oh, thank you.
It's so Tiger.
Tiger. And who do you skate for?
I skate for Charm City in Baltimore.
Oh. Charm City in Baltimore.
I think they call it Harm City. Right?
Harm City is actually the men's league in Baltimore.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So you're Charm. All right.
You're charming.
Hey, you are. Yeah. All right, with the
you
green lips and all.
You came in today. I mean, you
thank
was doing
you,
it.
Thank you. It's our off season, so it was fun to get a chance to
that's cool.
get out there and knock some people around.
Yeah,
you did
that's
a good
what
job at it.
About.
You did a good job at it. I mean, they were trying to jam you up, but you got around.
How was it your off season? Did you guys just finish?
Charm City, our season ended in, I believe, October.
Okay.
And we start back in January.
All right.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And do you ever come and play the Mason Dixons? How many times you come?
We, I believe our B team, Female Trouble, they've played against them.
I gotcha.
We haven't played against them yet.
Okay.
Why you say like the B team? Why don't y'all come up?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. Well, we have to, okay, so we play for ranking. So we have to play in sanctioned games, and the way the ranking works,
these challenging
you have to
questions.
Be a certain rank to kind of advance
I gotcha.
In the ranking.
So coming so here would put a...
Could potentially, if they're not ranked high enough, then you could potentially...
It would put a
ranking.
Bad mark
I
on
gotcha.
Your
gotcha.
Rank.
It
on
rub your, you the
not
wrong
not
way.
Not that we have anything against yeah. them, because we love them. But,
okay.
You know, we've got to do...
All right.
Just so wearing shit. That's all. I know what
so,
I know what's going on.
So since your name's Tiger, do you wear the tiger stripes that
always.
You have painted on your face all the time?
That's cool.
This
like
isn't just a season.
When I play, I don't just
thing.
Walk around wearing tiger stripes.
Sure you,
I was about
sure
to call,
you,
about
sure
to call you,
you
Mike Tyson in a minute. I want to know if that was real.
Eye tattoo.
No. Yeah. People think it sometimes, but I'm like, no, I can't.
No?
I wish. That'd be pretty cool.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an optician.
Aw.
Yeah, I can't look cool as an optician. I have to keep it very conservative.
That's right. Because we don't want to go in there and be like, oh, what
yeah.
is wrong with her?
While people are looking for glasses, they staring at my crazy face. It's bad enough I got to cover up all my tattoos at work.
All right.
Well, Tiger, we appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for stopping
enjoy
by.
Enjoy watching today.
Thank you.
Hey,
it was fun.
You got it. Hub Show, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Take
with
care.
Your sticker.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all
spread the
care.
Word. Look at you. She doesn't want that. Stick it on your windshield. Yeah.
Spread the word and be more.
Be more? That's the news.
That's what they call Baltimore, be more.
Oh, be more? Okay.
God bless America.
And Baltimore.
And Baltimore.
Charm City.
Good.
You gonna go get your eyes checked?
Yeah. And he wants to move.
Wherever.
His bat with glasses next week.
And he wants to move to Delaware.
I was gonna go with contacts, but.
And he wants to move to Delaware.
Right? What the heck would I want to do to Delaware?
There ain't nothing in Delaware.
Nothing's in Delaware.
Yeah. He's going to go get some nachos.
Nacho mama.
My Jameer's on fire tonight.
Yeah,
man.
I figure. Listen, here's what happened.
Here comes Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister. Oh,
she's
oh,
coming in hot. Oh.
Twisted Sister. Oh, there she goes.
Oh, in the penalty box.
And no, she skipped
no,
it.
No, they stopped the jam on her.
Okay.
She skipped it.
She was coming around there super fast, and they cut the jam off right before she got to the pack.
Hey, Jameer, welcome to the Hub Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jay.
No problem.
Thanks.
How's the NBA? What's going on there, guy?
Everybody is a LeBronin.
Why wouldn't you be LeBronin?
I'm not LeBronin.
LeBron is the MVP this year. Not because they'll be better, but because they'll be better.
All right.
Well, I'm just saying, it's so much controversy with Kevin Durant right now. KD and...
Draymond Green. That's
Draymond
over.
Green.
That's
like,
over.
Like, what... Like, I'm making a big to-do. You know Kevin Durant is leaving next
Where's
year.
Where's he going?
I bet she's going to Houston.
He ain't going to Houston to play with Harden. Nah, I ain't going there.
I bet she will.
I don't see that happening.
He's not going to the Wizards.
He's definitely coming back home.
Again, for those listening, it's Sunday, December 2nd.
That's
what it is. In case
you're
listening a year from now.
Where you 2018. Think Jameer, where you think?
Catching up on sports.
I don't know. If I don't. I mean, I could see him going to L.A. I see him.
I doubt it.
I could see that.
There we go.
Him and LeBron.
I'll see him at Toronto before L.A. Kawhi and him doing really good.
Kawhi, we got the best
Kawhi.
Record in the league.
Yes.
And this sports segment is brought to you by In the Cut Sports.
In the Cut Sports.
Barbershop. Carlos, shout out to you.
We're bringing it back, Carlos. We're bringing it back, Los.
Fallen
I promise.
Waters.
Yes.
I'm bringing it back, Los.
West Virginia. Hagerstown,
WV.
Maryland.
Getting
in the Cut
building.
Barbershop. Shout out to you.
That's it.
He's killing it on both sides. That's it.
The game over?
That's
Silver.
The game.
That's the game. Wheels'
team got their ass whipped.
Oh, yeah.
So
let's just
gold
tell
beat
Wheels
the Silver.
That we watch.
Really bad.
Yeah, real
it's
bad.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
What's the score? What's the score?
89-82.
82-39.
That's
it.
And with
that,
before we put anybody else on the mic.
Yeah, we got to wrap this baby up and get ready for fresh meat.
Fresh.
What's it called? The fresh meat what?
Battle of the Freshies.
Battle of the
Freshies.
Battle of the Freshies.
Battle of the Freshies in February. We will be here.
Yeah.
Shake and bait. We're watching you.
303.
And then 303. What we got going on next week, guys?
Oh, we got some sleep therapy coming up.
Woo! I need to know how
and,
to sleep.
And some smellums.
Some smellums.
Some
Jen
smellums.
Silver's back in the house with the aromatherapy and sleep therapy.
That's what I'm talking
smellums.
About.
Find out what's keeping you up at night and what to do about it.
Yeah, I've been getting up at 5 in the morning.
Listen, unless they got
it.
Some bill money to help with my bills, that's what keeps me up
at night. Oh, well, you know. You'll live.
That's what gets you up in the morning.
Shout out to Auntie from the Beacon House and our man Ken Buckler, Mr. History. They'll be here on the 16th.
All
and then
right.
We got Christmas coming up. We're still putting that together, but I believe Jairus is going to be with us on Christmas, the weekend before Christmas.
And I'll give you some new Sherm news.
Some Sherm news?
Yes.
What's Sherm?
Sherm is when you mix PCP with weed.
No.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
no,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some Shroom news.
Society of Human Resources.
Some Shroom news.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Compton Sherm.
We haven't had the HR Chronicles there in a while.
We haven't had the HR Chronicles. I gotta
Lots of tales from the Chris. You should have heard him last week.
Oh,
all that
no.
dark matter. Good
oh,
times.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I heard.
I got a little lit.
Just for shits and giggles, who has a barbecue at Christmas?
Keep your eye open for morbid moments.
There we go.
I'm with it. Christmas
barbecue.
Your eye open for
barbecue.
Morbid moments.
Matter of fact, I brought some barbecue from Texas, boy.
Well, Morbid Moments is a YouTube show that we interviewed on last night, Chris and I. That should be on sometime in the end of December.
She interviewed us for maybe, 5 minutes, and then we
interviewed
her
for
the other 45.
55 minutes, yeah. We took over.
We just kind of took over
we
the show.
We taught her how to do it.
Yeah, she.
That's right. Shout out to you, Corey and Todd.
Jay even snagged the microphone out of her hand at
give
one
me
point.
That.
He said, give me that.
You know what you're doing. I don't need cue cards.
Y'all act up when I'm not around.
No,
yeah,
it's dangerous.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, we're out of here. The Hub Show, Mason Dixon, Roller Vixens, Turner Skate Palace in Hagerstown. It was a good time for Seasons Beatings.
Seasons Beatings.
Woo! We'll see you soon.
See you
Hub Show, we're out.
Adios. You've been listening to The Hub Show, podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing. With your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.